McDonald Max Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weir's Gala Plumbing, Heating, and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's the voice of the Max, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
Thank you, Paul Anthony, alongside Carter Grill. It's the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley on FM 103.1 and WOGO.com, as we bring you this regular season finale tonight. And the Max, Carter, are in position at 4-0 in the conference. And Prairie Farm and Bruce both at 3-1. The Max have already beaten Bruce earlier, 42-0, September 17th. And so McDonald now in a position to decide tonight. He'll either have a share of or outright sole possession of the conference title.
It's an amazing thing to happen at this program. I mean, we only went to 8-man a couple, 2 or 3 years ago. And, I mean, to have the chance to play in a conference championship and be in position to win it, I mean, that's awesome.
I'm going to leave it for Coach Maloney later, our second of two coaches' interviews in the Culver's Kickoff Show. He'll talk about the last time that McDonald won a conference title and the time before that, and he's tied in with both. That's just a little hint and something to look forward to. The Max come in here averaging 38 points a game. They face a Prairie Farm team that's averaging 31 a game. But the big story as far as Prairie Farm is their loss last Friday night, losing at Bruce 26-12. So it's not the battle of two teams unbeaten in conference. Prairie Farm does have that blemish. However, Carter, should Prairie Farm win tonight, they tie McDonald atop the conference and would share at least a part of it, and so they're motivated.
They are very, they're very motivated. I mean, coming off a loss of Bruce, I mean, you look what we did to Bruce. I think it was on a
42-0.
42-0. I mean, the players out there from McDonald's squad can't get, oh, we lost to Bruce. Like, you got to play them like you play them any other team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to just step on the gas.
We know there's no Brady Rubenzer tonight, so they'll have to play without him. But it's the Max and Prairie Farm doing battle. Prairie Farm comes in here with this loss to Bruce. And earlier, their opening two games, loss at home to Thorpe, 52-14, and Edwin with the 53-12, the two teams that saddled defeat on McDonald as well. But they beat Greenwood at Cornell. They beat New Auburn and got the forfeit over Lake Holcomb. When we come back in 3 minutes, the first of our two coaches' conversations, we'll hear from the head coach of the Prairie Farm squad 3 minutes away here on WOGO. Jason Shatley coming up.
How does your job treat you? Like a person or more like
just another machine?
So join Mason Companies, a global e-commerce retailer that still has family roots in everything they do. Full-time, part-time, and seasonal positions in Mason's fulfillment center with customer care and office positions available too. Open interviews every Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls, or apply online right away at masoncompaniesinc.com.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Make it go away!
Does your hideous furnace give you the creeps?
Upload a photo of your ugly furnace for a chance to win a new Comfort Maker furnace installed by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Discover the comfort with confidence that Comfort Maker heating and cooling products provide. Register at Wirzgala.com. That's WIERSGALLA.com. Wirzgala, we serve to serve again.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley on FM 103.1 and WOGO.com. Jason Shatley with us now, Prairie Farm head coach. Coach, exciting season. Tough loss last week.
Yes, sir. We lost a close one there last week to Bruce. So a lot on the line here tonight with McDonald.
There you go. Yeah, potential tie for the conference title. But as you guys come in here facing this rested up McDonald team with the forfeit from Lake Holcomb, how's your team health-wise?
We're doing pretty good. We had a few bumps and bruises with some starters there. But overall, that forfeit's not the best thing for either one of us. So. Sure. I mean, we had it the week before, Bruce, so yeah. Let's hope everybody comes together and we have a good, clean football game tonight.
Was that a bit of a challenge in terms of rust at all for your club last week?
Not really. We actually ended up playing a alumni game. We had 40 alumni show back up and played a flag football game Friday night under the lights. That way the kids could still have a homecoming game, so it was pretty neat.
Rossbach, a key for your offense, obviously. It all starts with him.
Yeah, Rossbach, all five of the seniors are leaders, so it's we play as a team.
Okay. Tell us about your quarterback.
We got a junior quarterback. He's strong. Like I said, there again, we're all as a team. I don't pick out players one or another.
So. Yeah, very good. And then playing defense against this talented McDonald offense, they can run it or pass it.
Yeah, they got a good air offense there, and that'll be interesting to watch. It'll be a good game, I think, all night. So,
Coach, we wish you the best. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Have a great night.
Jason Shatley on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. Stick around. We've got Mark Maloney coming next as the Macs look to go to 6-2 and win the conference with an undefeated record in conference play on WOGO Sports.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Zed! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Remember having to wait for the internet to connect. Or waiting for that pot of water to finally boil for your mac and cheese. Waiting may teach us patience, but it's not a lot of fun, especially at the pharmacy. But you don't need to wait around for your prescriptions at the medicine shop. At your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee, typical wait times are less than 5 to 10 minutes, or you can choose free same-day local delivery. The Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. work full-time, or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls, D.C., weekdays from 10 to 3, or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
To everyone who appreciates a little Midwest nice, let our team member Jacob share how he brightens your day at Culver's.
Going the extra mile to put a smile on your face? It's what we love to do. So when I serve you a chicken sandwich made with the juiciest whole white meat chicken, I know it'll light up your day. Our spicy crispy chicken sandwich, it's seasoned to bring just the right amount of heat to every bite.
Let us make you a meal that makes your day.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
It's the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. Mark Halverson with Max head coach Mark Maloney. And, Coach, you come in here, you got the inside track to win a conference title at home against Prairie Farm.
Yes, you know, and we've had an extra week to get ready for these guys. So we've been concentrating really hard on Prairie Farm. So the kids are really excited. I mean, there's a lot of hype about, you know, since the last time McDonald's won a conference in 1997. Mm. So, and again, I coached in that year, and I gave the kids a little more incentive, saying, you know, the last time before that was 1977, which was my senior year at McDonald's when we run the conference all right in the CWCC under Coach Uchitil. It was the first time we had won in quite a while, too. So a lot of motivational things going on today.
Prairie Farm coming in here off the sting of a loss, 26-12 to Bruce.
Yes, you know, and I had mentioned that all week going into that game that I figured Bruce would be giving those guys a hard time. Bruce has got a good football team. Not taking anything away from Prairie Farm. I mean, they probably got a little more incentive now to come in here and trip us up, right, and share the crown three ways. But, you know, we don't want to do that. So our kids are really pumped up to take this one and be on top all by ourselves.
Again, the two blemishes on your record, it was stopping the run, and tonight Tyler Rosbach is a lot to handle for Prairie Farm.
Oh, exactly. I mean, he's their man, and so we've been concentrating on him. We're going to try and make this team pass the ball. That's what we do all the time. Is you know, the eight man is pretty much dominated by a run oriented offense. We're fortunate to be a little bit of both because we got a great quarterback in Grant and two great receivers in Dale and David. So, and then in our backfield with Dawson and Evan and Daniel Fritz and now Alan Minen's going to be stepping in. Brady Rubenzer is out tonight, so he's kind of dealing with a little bit of an injury. But so another incentive for us is these seniors are kind of motivating the young kids to go out and play this one for Brady.
Absolutely. And again, the rest certainly good, largely healthy except Rubenzer. Any rust concerns when it comes to the offense and execution?
No, I don't think so. I think we're just going to take care of ourselves here. We're going to throw a couple wrinkles in. You're going to be surprised a few tricks that we pull out tonight, Mark. So, you know, keep your eyes open.
We'll do that. Coach, thanks the best, and we'll catch you afterwards.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Coach Mark Maloney, as his playoff-bound McDonald Max gets set to close out the season and try to go 5-0 in this conference and set their record at 6-2 heading into the postseason. We've got more coming up in just a moment. It's the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow Compare and Save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald's football.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
All right, Mark Halverson and Carter Grill back in the Culver's Kickoff Show as we wind it down with the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. And let's do this together, Carter. First of all, it's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Your thoughts?
Okay, so tonight, I mean, you definitely got to come in here with a lot of motivation coming into conference. I mean, you can't let little things slide. You got to be physical.
Parents' night and everything, yeah.
Exactly. Senior night, you got to come in here and support.
Absolutely. And, again, take care of that football. Play good defense. Stop the run. And Rossbach. And get out of here with the W. Go 5-0 in the conference, 6-2 overall. They're already guaranteed a playoff spot, but looking to get into the postseason, maybe host that first game. That does it for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer. Well, you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Back with the kickoff coming up, McDonald and Prairie Farm on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Does it seem like some teams are at stake every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Mark Halverson, Carter Grill, a McDonald's senior, set to bring you this one tonight. McDonald dressed in those blue unis with the gold numerals and lettering and the white pants. Meanwhile, it looks kind of like the Regis Ramblers, actually, visiting Prairie Farm squad tonight, as they've got the green helmets, green numerals and lettering, and the green pants to go with it, and the white jerseys.
Well, good thing we're not playing Regis, because, you know, Regis is very good in the D7.
Yeah, they're in a different, than the 11-man football. And by the way, the playoff reveal show will be Saturday morning at 10, Bally Sports, Wisconsin, and that'll have all seven divisions and the eight-person league as well. So McDonald is going to be in there as one of the 16 teams, but will they get to host a game? Greatly improved their chances to win the conference title outright, as their starters are being introduced right now, including the likes of the seniors, I think,
yeah,
right?
It's the seniors side.
Yes. So let's mention those. Will Fritz, the senior, number 6. Also, you've got Allie Ferguson, the kicker, number 15. You've got Evan Eckes, number 21. You've got Brady Rubenzer, number 46. He's injured and will not play. Griffin Sokup, number 52, a senior. Also, Malachi Suckerman, number 79. And Dale Tetrault, 89, the all-time leading pass catcher in eight-person football. So I get it. What is it, parents' night or seniors?
It's parents.
They did introduce. Okay.
Yeah, so it's parents and senior night tonight. So
okay.
They kind of did a combined kind of night tonight. But
very good. Excellent. And a lot on the line. And as we heard Coach Maloney say, haven't won a conference title since 97. Haven't won the last time before that was, and of course he was involved with that 97 squad. And then 77 when he was a high school senior. He's letting us know a few years ago that they won the conference title. That was the last time. So they'd love to do it here in 2022. It's been 25 years. Hard to believe, huh?
It is, yeah. I mean, and Mark's been there for every single one of them.
Yeah, right.
That's a good luck charm, apparently.
Well, he's got a lot of the leadership and the charisma and rallying these guys at 5-2 atop the conference at 4-0. But Prairie Farm thinking otherwise, and they want to do what they did to the Macs in the postseason last year, winning at their place. But this year, it's on the McDonald home field here at DeRay, which, by the way, tomorrow night, Chi-High homecoming as they're facing Superior, 6:35 pregame. And you never want to miss the pregame because it's outstanding. It's award-winning. Caleb Swenson and company tomorrow night here on WOGO Sports. And as Chi-High looks to keep their winning ways going, had quite a game with Eau Claire Memorial at Carson Park last Friday night. And looking forward to the playoff reveal coming up on Saturday morning. And as soon as we find that out, we'll be letting you know about our coverage situation. Is McDonald getting set to have Daniel Fritz kick this thing off? And we're about ready to get underway. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill with the call here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And there's the boot. And there's a great kick on the near side. And it's going to roll all the way into the end zone. And not even give the returner, their star running back, number 84, Tyler Rosbach, a chance to return it. One of the things that happens in eight-person football is you got some of these numbers that you never think of 84 as a running back. But
exactly. That
is the case here with Rosbach. All right, so they do have the junior quarterback, Cooper Singerhaus, as they will start going from right to left here on WOGO. Great to have you aboard here with us tonight. And from the 20-yard line, so 80 yards to pay dirt. Singerhaus, the junior, as they have Tyler Rosbach, 84, going to call his number a lot, averages about 88 yards a game. And we're ready for our first play from scrimmage. Clock hasn't even moved from the pistol. Singerhaus, low snap. He's going to look and fire right away, and there's a pass completed to Rosbach. Rosbach across the 25, the 26. So, again, they don't pass much at all, but their first play is a pass, so they go to the air right away, Carter.
Which is very surprising. I mean, like Mark said in the pregame, a lot of eight-man teams run, so to come out with the gun with a pass right away, I mean.
We'll call it a gain of 7, second down and 3 from their own 27, going right to left. Prairie Farm now with, again, Singerhaus, this time, going to take it from the pistol again, just kind of a junior shotgun, if you will, more of a three-step than a seven-step, and he's going to hand it off on the right side to Rosbach, and he'll crash over for a first down. So the first down of the night, and a gain of about Wilker, they might have a gain of four for Rossbach. And first down. So just across the 30. They'll call it the 31. So first and 10 for Prairie Farm. As bringing him to the line, Singerhouse. Singerhouse from the pistol. He'll take it. Rossbach, the deep back. Low snap at his feet. And the handoff going the other way toward us that time. And again, Rossbach on the carry, but very short gain, maybe 1 yard, Carter.
But good for our defense, you know.
Yeah.
Like you said, with the keys of the game, you got to stop the run, and that's what they did.
Absolutely. And, again, when they look back at those losses to very good Thorpe and Owen Withy teams, stopping the run is key. And when you get into the postseason, it's going to be huge.
Exactly.
Missing the great defensive skills of Brady Rubenzer tonight, but hoping he's rested and ready to go a week from now. From the pistol again. Now going to sling one down the sideline, incomplete pass. And, again, it's Rossbach through the air, and it's Rossbach on the ground. It's Rossbach for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely the main guy on this team. I mean, he can do everything.
So it's third down and nine now. So the Max defense stiffening here early, forcing a third and nine. The broadcast on FM 103.1, AM 680, Wogo.com, and Max TV. And we've
exactly.
got things going
we
there.
We've got the Max TV going.
Absolutely. So you can listen to the broadcast and check out the video as well from wherever you're at. And third and nine now from the pistol, and there was movement. Flags thrown, and I think it's going to be a legal procedure against Prairie Farm.
That's what it looks like, yep.
Yep, so their first five-yard penalty. And the Max force them into a third and 14 now from their own 27, going right to left, Prairie Farm. So this is an obvious passing down. They have
exactly,
passed twice,
yep.
A 7 yard completion and incomplete, both times to Rossbach from the pistol. Low snap, he'll take it, roll to the right. He'll fire one, he's got Rossbach. Rossbach the 34, out to about the 37, short of the first down. A gain of 10 on the play, but still 4 yards short. One would imagine they would punt here.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, let's see what they're trying to gamble here with.
I just can't imagine. Fourth and four in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And less than 2 minutes elapsed, but you're right. You know.
Who knows?
I mean, maybe Brandon Staley, the head coach of the L.A. Chargers. Well, you're right. They're going for it.
Yep.
On fourth and four, or at least appearing to, from the pistol, Singerhouse, he's going to take it. The handoff right side, Rossbach,
and he
gets stopped at the 37. A great job by that MAC defense. And Fritz was one of those, number six, right?
Yeah,
Daniel Fritz was one of those. And all right, great job of the Max defense. The talented runner, Rossbach, got maybe a yard to the 38. We'll give him that, but no more. And the Max defense holding big gamble early.
It is a very big gamble early. I mean, you're not even barely 2 minutes into the game. That's a fear factor.
From the 38-yard line, here comes McDonald. Smisky under center, eye formation behind him. Taking off right side, Smisky. He's got the football. And it's Dale Tetrault.
That was Dale Tetrault.
Dale Tetrault running. So he wasn't. And then that's where Coach, I got to say, Coach told me they were going to try some things tonight. And that's kind of how they finished up last year. Tetrault was the quarterback.
Oh, they're going Wildcat.
They are going right again. And Tetrault's going to take it over the left side. The 35, the 30. And Tetrault shaking free. And he's going to be down to about the 23-yard line, so a big 13-yard run for Tetrault. Gave him no gain on the first one. And the second one, a 13. And they're
running high. They're
they
running
are going up. Right away.
Hurry they're, up, off.
No hesitation, absolutely. And it's all Tetrault, so here's the surprise right away. And now Tetrault's going to go around the other end and run it inside the 20 to about the 16 or so. So Tetrault, no gain. Then he went for 14 over the left side. Then he comes back on the right side. How about this, Carter?
Yeah. I mean, Grant Smithy's not even in the game. He's walking the sidelines right now. I mean, you don't see that. I mean, that's a star quarterback. Right
and
there.
Coach was telling us that they were going to be trying some things. And now second and five from the 18. Again, no huddle. This is their fourth straight play. Under center, it's going to be Tetrault. He's going to hesitate. Now he's going to try to go up the middle. And Tetrault down to the 14 or so. And it's all Tetrault. Tetrault right, Tetrault left, Tetrault right, and Tetrault kind of a quarterback draw.
They got Allie Ferguson running wide receiver right now.
Wow. Okay. And the 13, so the gain that time was another 5 yards and 24 yards rushing for Tetrault. And Tetrault again, this time he's still keeping it every time. 89, the senior Tetrault, but or we have a different. No, it's Tetrell. No,
that was, yeah, that was okay. Tetrell. It looks like they're trying to run something out like a Wildcat offense, something like that.
But there was no gain on that play, so it's been. Yes, definitely. I didn't think when I said surprises, that's why they're surprises. You don't
exactly
expect this. Sixth straight running play. Or off on the left side, and this is looks like a different ball carrier, but is it Tetrell again?
That's Tetrell again.
He's, okay. I just keep expecting something
okay
else.
Now here comes
inside the 10-yard line.
Looks like now Grant's gonna come in and
all right, and so they marked it down at they said he was down at the 10, so Tetrell 27 yards on six consecutive carries for Tetrell. And now Smitski comes in on the 3rd and 7 for the Max. Under center, I formation behind him. Smitski, the sophomore. Smitski, the handoff, and it's going to go left side Moulton, and they're going to stop that, creating a fourth down. Now, do you go for it? Presumably, they'll go for it.
You almost have to. I mean, unless you want to kick a field goal here.
4th and 5 from the 8 as Dawson Moulton gets his first carry. Yeah, surprise, surprise for sure. And Coach Mark Maloney not waiting with those surprises at all. Dale Tetrell, 6 carries out of the quarterback position consecutively. Right, left, up the middle. Here they go, 4th and 8 now. Smitski under center. He'll roll it off to the right side. Looking, he's got a receiver. Tetrell for the touchdown. McDonald on the scoreboard with 7:07 to go first quarter. How about that?
Great route from Dale.
And a 7-yard touchdown pass, 7 or 8 yards, depending on the exact location of the ball. But a fake on the left side. Smitski rolled to the right, and the sophomore quarterback finds the star senior receiver. And now Allie Ferguson to try to make it 7-0. Tetrell the holder. Ball down. Difficult snap. There's the boot. And it is good. 7-0 Max. Back in a minute on WGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Seven nothing McDonald on the 7-yard touchdown pass from Smitski to Tetrell. And no surprise, it's Tyler Rosbach back deep for Prairie Farm. As Daniel Fritz gets set to boot it from the 40-yard line, and Rosbach will field it at about the 15, the 20, the 25, to the 30, and he's wrapped up there. David Anderson with the tackle on the far side, and again, Prairie Farm going right to left. Well, the Max, six running plays for 27 yards by Tetrell, an incomplete, but a 2-yard run by Moulton. I guess it was an 8-yard touchdown pass. Now that I think about it, it's from the 8, yeah. So 8-yard touchdown pass. And we'll get it straight here. And the 31-yard line, 1st and 10 for Singerhouse from the pistol. He'll take it. Number 2. He's going to toss one down the sideline. He's got his receiver, Rosbach, past the 50 to the 46-yard line where he's tackled by Tetrell. And so from the 31-yard line, and Prairie Farm passing a lot more than their statistics might have shown.
Exactly. I mean, both teams
out of bounds at the 49, so an 18-yard gain.
Both teams came out with surprising first drives.
Right. Rosbach, 3 catches for 35 yards, and they have 2 first downs already. From their own 49, going right to left. Again, from the pistol, low snap. Singerhouse slings one, right side, incomplete. Intended receiver over there was 88, Spencer Wold. Wold, their third leading receiver on the season. Again, if you look at the stats, just not a lot of pass receptions on the year for this Prairie Farm club. As we check that out, I mean, you can see receiving, Klefstad had 4 catches, 3 for Rosbach, 2 for Wold. So there you go. That's the entire season coming into this 7 games. Well, one of them obviously was a forfeit.
Yep.
Second and 10 from their own 49. And he's going to keep it himself. Singerhouse is stopped by Daniel Fritz and company.
Oh, that was Will Fritz. That was Will.
All right.
Number six, Will.
And also helping out there, Will Fritz. You're right.
Yep.
In fact, Will Fritz was the kicker, too.
Yeah,
my apologies.
Yep.
Daniel and Will, I got them confused. So, all right. Well, we'll try to get the bugs worked out by the time we get to the postseason. All right. So a one-yard gain for Singerhouse. His first carry of the night creates a third and nine. A decent kickoff and then the pass completion. But now can they keep the drive going? Mark Halverson and Carter Groh with you here on WOGO Sports. That MAC defense digging in on a third and nine. From the pistol. Low snap. Out of there with it. Firing at Singerhouse. Incomplete pass. No flags thrown. It's fourth and nine from the 50-yard line. And we'll see what they come up with. In the meantime, give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global's opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. Fourth and nine now, and they're not going to take a chance. Nope. They're set up to punt unless they gambled out of this position. But no, there's the boot. And the kick rolling and picked up at about the 10-yard line by Tetraltz to the 20. Spinning but can't get free, and the defender, number 12, Blake Carlson, in on the tackle along with 76, Parker Gorniak. And I think the first possession, I blanked out the Johnson Roloff red zone. We'll get that straight here, hopefully on this drive, as the Macs look to grow this and make it 14-0 here on WOGO Sports. Thanks to Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studio, manning the controls. Chi-High football tomorrow night. The Cards in Superior. Pregame 6:35. All right, it's back to Grant Smiski under center. And there's the handoff, and crashing over the left side
Evan
is
Eckes.
Good job by Eckes, the second leading ground gainer for the Macs this season. And Eckes, a gain of seven on the play. Second and three for the Macs as they go left to right now. And Smiski coming in with the play. Team going to the line of scrimmage. Eight-person football. Max leading 7-0, trying to win the conference title. And undefeated. Hand off Moulton. Moulton for the first down. Had to get to about the 30 or so. And he gets to more like the 33. So a gain of six for Moulton. He's got two carries for 8 yards. And the Max get their second first down. All right, well, little chillier night, clock at 5:15 and counting here. And not quite the blowout the Macs had 2 weeks ago when we had their contest. A little tougher against the second-place team in the conference. There's a pitch out on the right side, and Eckes coming the near side, crashing his way for 3 yards to the 36. Second and seven, Klefstad with the tackle. Second and seven for McDonald. FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and Max TV for the broadcast tonight. Smiski under center, I formation behind him. Grant, quick pass off the left side. He's got Anderson. Anderson shaking free past the 40, short of the first down to the 41-yard line. Gain of five.
Good quick pass from Grant to get out of the hands and get
right.
A receiver that you know will have success.
Absolutely, yeah. And so sets up a third and two from their own 41 going left to right. Your McDonald Macs looking to up their record to 6-2 and get a home playoff game for the eight-person playoffs next week. Smiski throwing the deep ball now. He's got Tetral, and he almost had it inside the 30-yard line, incomplete. And pretty good coverage out there by the quarterback, defensive back, Cooper Singerhouse. But that was a tough play.
It was.
Tetral, but what do you think going the home run ball there on third and two?
I mean, why not?
Well, I'll tell you what, it shows a lot of confidence
saying that
we're going to come back here on fourth and two and try to convert this.
Exactly.
And so we'll see if McDonald can. As Smiski over on the sideline with Coach Maloney now coming in with the play and get it set for this one. Max football on WOGO Sports. Anderson to this side. Tetrarch to the far side. Smiski under center. Hand off Moulton. Moulton is going to be stopped. Oh, and still fighting. No, it's Eckes, actually. I thought it was Moulton. It was Eckes. It looked like he's short of the first down. They gave him some forward progress. And we'll see if they come and mark it. They mark him right about the 43-yard line. So he got closer than it initially appeared. Initially, it looked like they had him stopped. And one of the Macs on the sideline, Nash Winger, a sophomore, is indicating first down. They're going to come over and mark it. It's like on TV on Sundays. Here we go. They're going to stretch the chain. And
got it.
Oh, I didn't think so. I just didn't think he'd done it.
I mean, it looked like from kind of my angle, I mean, it looked like he may have just scratched it barely.
Eckes gets the necessary 2 yards, and talk about ball control, chewing up some clock here with 3:49 left in the first quarter and enjoying a 7-0 lead, and the Macs a couple of first downs on this possession. And just barely, I'll tell you what, initially Eckes was stopped, but boy, he kept driving.
Yeah, he kept running. I mean,
he sure did.
Got a pair of legs on him. Might as well use him.
Yeah, he was determined.
He was.
And that determination got it for him. So now from their own 43-yard line, Zuckerman and the offensive lineman come up. Grant Smisky, I formation behind him. Pitch out left side, and it's going to be Eckes again. And out near midfield. So past the 49-yard line from truly the 43. And featuring Eckes on this drive, Carter.
Yeah, I mean, it's senior night. Oh, looks like he's limping to the side.
Yeah, and so Eckes now, after his fourth carry for 18 yards, is going to come over and hobbled a bit. So, and he comes off the field. And again, the Macs have really a wealth of running backs behind him, but he's their second leading ground gainer.
And I mean, he's a senior, so hopefully it's not too serious.
Yeah, right. And then Smisky now, the deflected pass, incomplete, looking for Tetrault on the right side. And again, they've got Daniel Fritz in there at the sophomore in at fullback, and then Dawson Moulton, who's their leading ground gainer on the season, just a freshman, back at the tailback. But yes, as you said, on senior night, featuring Eckes, but at least temporarily came over a bit hobbled. So the incomplete pass from Smisky, he's 2 for 4 on the night, did have the 8-yard touchdown pass earlier to Tetro. Second down, handoff Moulton off the left side. He's going to bang his way for 5 or so into Prairie Farm territory as we go inside of 3 minutes left and get the first down. So they're going to mark it all the way to the 45. And so a good gain that time of 6 yards for Moulton. So he's got 3 carries for 14 yards now, Moulton. Let's see. Am I correct? Maybe the because it was incomplete pass. So 3 carries for 14 yards, and that's the third first down of this drive for McDonald. So chewing up clock, why not? And making that defense work from the 45-yard line. Smisky. Handoff, second runner through, and Moulton going to crash his way down to the 44, just a gain of 1. So the freshman getting, again, we've seen earlier games where he was really the workhorse, but earlier between Tetrault and Eckes, and now finally on this drive.
They kind of go back to their regular offense that we've seen before.
Gain of 1. Boy, a lot of plays on this drive.
Yeah.
I mean, Eckes had 3 carries, so.
It's good. Chews up clock, gives Prairie Farm less of a chance.
Yeah, this quarter ticking towards just over 2 minutes left in this first period. Smisky with the I formation. Fritz, the fullback. Moulton, the tailback. Tightly bound. And he's going to throw the deep ball down the right sideline. He's got Tetrault. He's going to reach back and incomplete. Flags are thrown, though.
Maybe get a...
It looked to be pretty good coverage by Cooper Singerhouse. And what you had Tetrault doing was reaching back over him. I don't know if was Singerhouse looking, but flags are thrown.
I mean, the only flag you probably see here is a pass interference.
And they are moving.
Yeah, it looks like that's where we're going.
15-yard penalty. So, okay, there you go. And that's 20 yards in penalties on Prairie Farm here in this first half. And it goes all the way to the 29-yard line where McDonald getting their fourth first down of this drive. So the Macs from their own 29, from the Prairie Farm 29, going left to, and the handoff, nothing doing on first down. And the handoff to the freshman Moulton again, but Prairie Farm was ready for him.
Exactly. I mean, this is a little tougher defense.
In fact, a loss of 1, a loss of 1.
A little tougher defense than what we've seen in the past couple weeks.
Second and 11, Max chewing up lots and lots of clock on this drive. Inside of a minute and a half left in the first quarter, as Smisky again, as often as possible, going to the sideline, getting the play. And from the 30-yard line of Prairie Farm, Smisky I formation behind him. One-step drop. Now he'll go back deeper. Now he'll set up to throw the long ball. He's got Tetra wide open. Touchdown. Tetra into the end zone. And the Max go on top 13-0 with 1:09 to go first quarter.
Great, well, yeah, great pass by Grant.
And again, what he did was a one-step drop, and then he went back a few more steps, and then a wide-open Tetrault on the right side, second TD grab for Tetrault. And again, the Max offense, we'll see how the defense fares in the postseason, and that'll be key. But, wow, their offense is scored on everybody, and again, coming in and averaging 38 points a game. They're going to try to go for two here, and Tetrault's going to get smack back. I kind of backed off on the play. What did you see?
It looked like it was kind of an awkward snap, and it fell, and Dale just picked it up and tried to do something with it, but really couldn't get much.
All right, we'll take just a 30-second timeout. Come back with the kickoff, Max, leading 13-0 on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
All right, so the kick fails, and the Max still, though, go up 13-0 late in this first quarter. And again, with the conference title on the line and Prairie Farm playing for at least a part of it, the Max defense has certainly done what they've needed to, maybe allowed a first down here or there, but no more than one per drive, and they've scored both times they've had the ball.
Yeah, good first two drives by McDonald. I mean, you just got to keep that going, keep the foot on the gas pedal, and just bring it home for us.
How about Dale Tetrault? Two catches, two touchdowns for 38 yards total, one an 8-yarder and one a 30-yarder. Stick around for our Hy-Vee halftime show. We'll have all of those highlights here. And let me see if I can get this right this time. It's Wilfritz doing
Will.
The kickoff. Yeah, there's the boot. Rosbach is deep. He's going to take it at about the 20 or so, and he's running on the near side, and there's a flag thrown as he's tackled about the 37. Late first quarter, 1:04 left in it. And again, the Max have not been penalized so far.
Looks like it's going to go against Prairie Farm here.
Okay.
I'm not sure the call, though, so.
He got to the 30. Oh, block
in the back. Yep.
All right. So some costly penalties for Prairie Farm. They had the 15-yard pass interference earlier. And now marking this from the 37, and it's going to go all the way back 10 yards to the 27. So 30 yards in penalties against Prairie Farm, and that's hurting the cause here as they trail 13-0. Lost to Bruce 26-12 last week. While the Max were idle, having Lake Holcomb having ended their season prematurely and winning on a forfeit. So from the 27, it's first and 10 for Prairie Farm. Singerhaus from the pistol. The junior quarterback fires a pass, Rosbach, and then he laterals to a teammate who's going to go the 50, the 45, and he's caught from behind at about the 35-yard line. And who's the McDonald Mac who chased him down?
David Anderson.
Chased him down at the 35, and who was the receiver who got the ball lateral to
him? It looked like 84.
Well, 84 caught it, and then who did he pitch it to? I thought Rosbach is the one who pitched it. Who was?
I didn't see the number.
Well, he pitched it to,
it might be 88.
Probably 88 is Wold. And again, that goes from the 27 to the 35-yard line of the Max. And so that's the old hook and ladder, I guess.
Exactly, yeah.
Low snap, Singerhaus. He's going to roll to his right, fire one, and he's got a receiver over there going out of bounds. It's completed at the 29-yard line, and that is to number 18, Eric Klefstad, who came in their leading receiver on the season. So a gain of 6 there. But before that, the pass goes as 38 yards, a 38-yarder. And, yes, it was my understanding that, I guess, Wold, even though, you know, he didn't make the initial catch, but it was lateral to him.
Yep.
So second and 4 now as Prairie Farm, one first down per possession. Second and 4 from the McDonald 29-yard line. Low snap, Singerhaus rolling, fires, incomplete. So now a big third and four for Prairie Farm as they trail this game 13-0 with the clock stop, 45 seconds left, first quarter. Mark Halverson, McDonald Senior, Carter Grill on WDOGO Sports, Wogo.com, and Max TV. Don't forget Chi-High football and Superior tomorrow night.
You almost expect this to be a two-down area here. Go for it. They probably
I think you're right. Absolutely. All right, so third and four for Prairie Farm, trailing 13-0. Singerhouse from the pistol. Two receivers to his left. He's going to sidearm one to the right side. He's got Klefstad, first down, down to about the 11-yard line on the far side before he gets wrapped up by David Anderson. So from the 29 to the, they're going to say out at the 14, so a 15-yard gain.
Yep.
How about the sidearm throws here from Singerhouse?
Man, looking like Patrick Mahomes out here.
Yeah, right. So that's another first down, and that's the first drive that they've had two first downs. So they're going to say from the 14, first and 10, they can get a first down at the 4. A pass deflected, and then going for it was the quarterback himself, Singerhouse, but an incomplete pass. I didn't see the defender exactly.
I didn't see who deflected it, but
great job.
Yeah, got a hand on it.
And so second and 10 from the McDonald 14. As these folks are in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Johnson Roloff, your local dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. Second and 10 from the 14. And the pitch out to right. That looked actually like a forward pass as he got it to the receiver.
Did he gain anything?
And it is Rosbach, no surprise. That's who it predominantly goes to. Not always, though. He gained nothing. So I thought that was a pass.
I didn't really see what it was.
It looked like a forward pass. I mean, from where he was, it was an overhand kind of a shuttle thing. Third down and 10 from the McDonald 14. Singerhouse, good snap. He's going to sidearm one on the right side. Tough to get it, and he got it completed at about the 6-yard line to Spencer Wold. Wold, their third leading receiver. He was the one on the hook and ladder that got the lateral to him. And they got to get to the 4, and he's out at the 5, so a gain of 9 on the play. And the clock now at 2 seconds left in the period. He went out of bounds at the 5. It is ball on the 5. It says fourth down. So fourth and 1. What a dramatic play this is. Fourth and 1 for Prairie Farm from the 5, from the pistol, Singerhouse. Singerhouse, the low snap. He's going to hand it. Oh, it's bobbled. Loose ball on the field. And who has it?
McDonald
recovers the fumble. It was a fumble on the handoff from Singerhouse to the running back. And McDonald coming out of there with it inside the 5-yard line on a dramatic 4th-and-1.
Yeah, I mean, that was a – I mean, I don't know who to blame there. I mean, I feel like our defense would have held up. I mean,
yeah,
just a fumbled or bobbled pass.
We're back with the second quarter in a minute. Max leading 13-0, and the football theirs on WDOGO Sports.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls, D.C., weekdays from 10 to 3, or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Backed up all the way to their own 4-yard line, 96 yards from pay dirt. The Max with the ball leading 13-0. It's been an exciting first quarter, as that's
books. It's been a very exciting first quarter.
Max looking to win their conference title since 1997. And their third one since 1977. And the handoff on the right side, I believe Moulton. Yeah, Moulton crashes past the five, but not for a whole lot. And they're going to give him just 1 yard to the five. Is that all? That's all.
Yeah,
so they've been doing a good job on Moulton so far. The freshman, six carries for 15 yards, averaging 2.5 yards a pop. Dale Tetrault played quarterback and carried the ball six times for 27 yards to set up the first ultimate and then caught a touchdown pass. Second down and nine, Smisky under center. Pitch out right side, Moulton on the far side as they go right to left now to start the second quarter. But again, a good job by the Prairie Farm defense stretching him out and not giving a lot of daylight. And that's going to go at the five-yard line. So no gain on the play. So they are really, I'll tell you what, 13-0, but might not be secure.
Exactly,
you don't know what other tricks that, but taking care of that football is important here, just in the shadow of the goalpost. 11 minutes, a clock ticking, a couple of running plays here for the Macs to start this second quarter. Third and nine from their own five-yard line. Macs going right to left. Smisky under center here, not taking any chances. And he's going to fire one. Yeah, Tetrault, spin move. He's going to shake free, and Tetrault finally goes down. And he's got a first down at about the 17. Well, that was Dale Tetrault.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah.
The senior star wide receiver, the all-time pass catcher in eight-person football. A gain of 12 on a third and nine. And he is so fun to watch. And, again, as was evidenced earlier, what he can do, he can run it, he can pass it, he can catch it.
Yeah.
I guess we don't see him pass it a whole lot, but
I've seen it happen.
Right. 10:25 to go in the first half. Smisky from under center. The sophomore quarterback heaves a deep one to Tetrault, who catches it again. The 50. He's down at the 45-yard line. The spectacular senior on the catch from the spectacular sophomore. From the 17 all the way to the 45 of Prairie Farm, a 38-yard hookup, 88 yards in receptions to Tetrault alone, and another Max first down, their seventh of the night.
There's a penalty.
Oh, no. You're kidding.
Yeah, there is.
I did not see the flag.
I didn't either.
Oh, no, holding.
Wow.
Let me just rest. I mean, how about the Smisky throws it up there, and Tetrault just goes and gets it.
Yeah. But, well, that, yeah.
All right, well, I got to take those numbers off, huh? Oh, my, that's too bad.
That is.
A 38-yard, I mean, Tetrault just went up and
he did.
He just wants it. He goes and gets it. And so it's against the Max, the hold, and it's going to put the ball back at the 6-yard line. So it's really
first and 21,
really. It's really kind of functions as their first penalty, 11 yards on the night. And this time they're going to come around. Was that a pass?
Yep.
We've got Tetrault down the left sideline, and now he's into the open field. The 40, the 45, Tetrault, the far side, the 50. The 45, a spin move. He's still on his feet at the 40-yard line, the 39-yard line.
No flag.
Carter Grill, you saw it initially. Nope. Tell me about the...
So it looked like it was just a little shovel pass off to Dale, and we just got into the open space, broke his first defender, and just went out to open field.
From the 6-yard line, it was just utilizing his running skills, the rack, the run after catch, and he goes for 55 yards. He's like, okay, you're going to take away my 38-yarder. I'll get a 55-yarder, and that's what he did right there.
Yeah, that was...
We got a timeout? We got a timeout on the field. Back in a minute on WOGL Sports.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
What an incredible play by Grant Smisky, and really getting it out to Dale Tetrault and just seeing him just run incredibly. And Spinman, now they're going to get it on the near side, Moulton, and he's going to crash inside the 35 down to the 34. And so the freshman looking for some daylight. It's been few and far between, gain of 5 on the play, and that, again, sometimes he can, some of the defenses he's faced, he's done a lot more than that, Carter.
Exactly, yeah. It's definitely
tougher night.
Exactly, definitely a tougher night.
Second and should be 5 from the 34, needs to get to the 29. Pitch out right side, Moulton again. The freshman lost the ball. He's going to get on top of it, and he'll get it at the 39, but a loss of 5 on the play. So whatever he just gained, he lost, and now it's a 3rd and 10 from the 39-yard line.
I don't know what happened there. I mean,
it just dropped. He dropped the bread. He dropped the bread there. So
fumbled the bag.
That's what happened. Proud sponsor of Triple Falls and McDonald High School Sports is White City Glass. Saluting all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls.
Another, looks like the...
It's the 39.
Yep.
All right, so it's taking care of the ball. From the 39, so it's a 3rd and 10, 9-10 left in the half. Max leading it 13 to nothing. McDonald going right to left, and Smisky on the sideline getting the word from Coach Maloney. Telling us in the pregame, Max looking to win their first conference title in 25 years tonight.
Wouldn't that be a feat?
They're undefeated 4-0 in the CWCC West. Back to pass, Smisky. Here comes the rush. Oh, he's in trouble, and he's going to get dragged down in another big loss after losing it on 5 in the double. He gets tackled for a loss of more than 10 back into McDonald territory, Carter Grill.
I don't know what happened with the...
But you can see the rush right away.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely blitzed it. Our offensive line is usually pretty good, so I don't know what happened there.
Sack minus 11. There's a hole in the roof, I guess, something. Yeah. And so now that's not going to be a highlight of watching the film. And it's fourth down in the Max in a situation to punt with Rosbach going back deep. 8:15 and counting in this first half. Max leading 13-0, but Prairie Farms defense
we're going for it,
is serious. Smisky's under center on a fourth and forever. And he's going to throw the long ball. And he's got Anderson down the field for a first down. Are you kidding me? To the 25-yard line, a 25-yard play.
Now, that's a gutsy shot right there.
Wow.
I mean, fourth and 21 at the almost the 50.
Yeah. Anderson's second catch of the night, and McDonald gets their eighth first down of the evening. Totally stunned me. They're going to say the 26-yard, so make it a kind of messed up my stats there. A 24-yard play instead of 25 yards. And what a connection it was. Smisky from under center. Handoff up the middle and pounding away with Dawson Moulton. Yep. Again, primarily, obviously he's out there with Fritz, the fullback. But and we've got a player running over here to the sidelines, 77, Wesley Eddy, a junior.
So I don't know what he's doing.
But a gain of 2 on the play for Moulton. And 2nd and 8 for the Max, who surprised me. I thought they were going to punt from the 50, but yeah. Threw me off. All right, Smisky now rolling to the left side. Looking. He's got his... Anderson drops it. Incomplete. Kind of caught it, had it up high, and then kind of pushing it down. Stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show. We'll have some of the highlights. The McDonald, a couple of exciting touchdowns here so far. And I think also that that stop and that fumble that was lost on the 4th and 1 play. All right, so the incomplete pass stops the clock with 7:15 left in the half. 3rd and 8, McDonald from the Prairie Farm 24-yard line. Chi High and Superior tomorrow night. Don't miss it. 6:35 the pregame on WDOGO Sports. Smisky from under center now. Anderson on the left side. I formation behind him. Rolling to the left. Here comes the rush, and they get him again. They get Smisky again. And give credit where credit is due to Alex Campbell, a junior defensive lineman who rushed in there, and there's the big loss back from the 24 to the 32 and a loss of 8. So 2 sacks on this possession, Carter.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely can see that Prairie Farms definitely bring a blitz. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens with law offensive line changes or what happens with that.
Well, right now it's 4th and 16. They've got to get from the 32 to the 16-yard line. So 4th and 16. Smisky under center. I formation behind him. He completed a 25-yarder earlier. And there's their own hook and ladder. And it's going to go to Fritz down the sideline. The 10, the 5. And did he step out of bounds?
It looked like he stepped out of bounds. I think he got the first. He got the first.
Wow. So the hook and ladder. Did you catch the initial receiver?
It was Dale. Dale and then
Dale Tetra with the catch. And then Fritz running it. And Daniel Fritz, the surprise, the creativity that Mark Maloney had told us they were going to come with from the 32 down to, they're going to call it the 12-yard line, so a 20-yard gain. It's interesting how that works. I mean, Tetrell did catch the ball.
Yep.
But the yardage has to go to Fritz. All right, so another first down. They're going to pitch it out on the near side. Moulton is going to move his way down to the 10 or 11-yard line, just a short gain. Wow, what a crazy time. At both times, you've had this big sack and then a big completion,
exactly.
A big sack and a big completion twice.
And we just took a play out of their playbook and, you know, well, tied around it.
And I guess what matters on Tetrell, the number of receptions, the school record, you said he was about 9 or 10. He came in 14 short of. So he did catch a ball, but then pitch it. So I have to just kind of note that for a catch.
Yep.
All right, the Max taking over. Now, Smisky under center on the handoff. Moulton. Moulton going to pound inside to about the 8-yard line or so. And, boy, the freshman, remember, he didn't carry at all in that first possession. It was all Tetrell all night long on senior night. But a gain from down to about the 8-yard line. They started at the 12, so I guess 2 and 2 on both of these carries. And creates a third down and 6. Third down and 6. All right. Smisky under center. Rolling to the right. He's got it himself. He's running, and he's going to be stopped by that Prairie Farm defense. Very little gain, if any, for number 3, Grant Smisky, the sophomore. And they'll keep him at the 8-yard line, so no gain. I have that as Smisky's first run of the night. So,
yep.
So fourth down from the 8, they have to get to the 4. They've converted these third downs on this drive, though. Fourth downs, actually.
Exactly.
Twice they've converted fourth downs. Forget third downs.
Exactly.
And so now the Max looking at a fourth and 4. From the 8, and Smisky gets the play from Coach Mark Maloney. Feel the drama. Clock still running at 4:43 left in the first half. Max leading at 13-0. They'd love to get the insurance and make it 20-0. Smisky under center. Pitch out near side. Moulton. Moulton running into the corner, and he's going to get their touchdown. Dawson Moulton on the run on the near side. How about the Max? 3 fourth down conversions on this drive. 2 of them through the air. Dawson Moulton on the ground, scoring from 8 yards out. And the Max go up 19-0.
I mean, that was just a great run. You ran into the hurry up, just kind of caught their defense off guard. I mean, just the easy score.
Fantastic job there in the Johnson Roloff red zone for the Max. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. And now going for 2 and running all over the place is Tetrault. Tetrault running, using the whole field, running like Gale Sayers in days of old. And Tetrault still running, spinning, and finally is going to be stopped. Prairie Farm, you don't see anybody on any level use the sideline to sideline. Tetrault, such great hands and such fantastic running ability, but not able to convert the two-pointer. We're back with the kickoff in a minute with the Max leading 19-0 on WDOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Nineteen-nothing, McDonald, Mark Halverson, Carter Grill, as we get set for the kickoff with 4:32 left in this first half, and the Max get the touchdown run from Dawson Moulton. There's the kick, and it's fielded by Rossbach at the 20. He's to the 30-yard line, and going to get wrapped up at about the 33 or 34. Brought down there, it looked like number 7, Eli Stepp. And so with 4:32, Dawson Moulton on the 8-yard touchdown run for the Max. And add that to our Hy-Vee halftime show highlights. as he converted that from the Johnson Roloff red zone there. All right, now 19-0, down three touchdowns, but the Macs not able to get the conversion the last couple of times. From the pistol, there's Singerhouse. He's going to heave an odd ball, and it's bobbled around and caught there by Elek Klefseth. That is number 18 for Prairie Farm, Elek Klefstad, and he's their leading receiver all the way to the 41-yard line. What was the original line of scrimmage, you know?
I think it was the 34.
Okay. So a 25-yard reception for Klefstad on that play. And another Prairie Farm first down. Their fifth of the night as they're at the McDonald 41-yard line. Low snap. Here comes the McDonald rush, and they're going to get there.
They lost the football.
The Macs out of there.
They got it.
The Macs with they got to Singerhouse, and they busted the ball loose. And just like that, after a 25-yard completion to Klefstad, their leading receiver, the Macs sack him and fumble lost. So the second fumble lost by Prairie Farm tonight, and the Macs get it back with 4:03 left in the first half. Wow.
Yeah. Turn of events.
That's for sure, yeah. So the Macs out of there with it, and now bringing it to the line of scrimmage. Smiski under center, I formation. Pitch out, near side, Moulton, the freshman, the 50, and to the 47, 46 or 47-yard line from the original line of scrimmage of the 48. So the Macs starting the possession, 52 yards from a score. And
looks like they're going to get the 46.
Just trying to get the sack and the fumble, see if we can get that as a possible highlight later. All right, now Smiski, again, under center, rollout. Here comes that rush, and they're going to get him for another sack. Well, I haven't seen anybody to do this to McDonald. Again, yeah. I didn't see the Thorpe and Owen Withy game, but credit number 40, Cooper Behrens. He's just a freshman, but just a tear there after the 5-yard run on the previous play by Moulton.
Third down now.
And so they started at the 48. Now they're backed up to their own 45 on the loss of 8. And that's the third recent sack, not so much in the first quarter at all, but here in this second period. So third down and 13 for the Macs as receivers split right and left. Smiski from under center, three-step drop. He's going to fire it incomplete off on the far side looking for Tetral. And it's fourth down. But, again, the Macs not afraid of fourth downs. They converted not one, not two, but three fourth downs on the last drive.
And one for a touchdown.
Right. Incomplete pass for Tetral.
Looks like we have a timeout.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break in the action. 2:51 left in the half. Back in half a minute on WDOGO Sports.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
The Macs players are dancing out there on the sideline. They're celebrating. They're leading 19-0. They want to win this conference title for the first time since winning a conference title. Doesn't matter, 11 player or 8-player football since 1997. Mark Maloney there to remind us that the last time before 97 was 77, his senior year. So it's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah, 25 years. Boy, where were you in 1997? Here we go for the Macs. It's fourth down and 13. 2:51 left in the half. Smiski from under center. Here comes the rush. Little screen pass dumped off on the left side to Moulton. Moulton is upended at the 46, short of the first down. And again, credit Tyler Osbach in to wrap him up. And so the Macs did gain 9, but not enough.
Yep. They brought the blitz.
Boy, they sure did.
Yeah, they brought the blitz right off the line of scrimmage. I mean, he barely got that off.
I'll tell you what, Dawson Moulton doesn't catch a lot of balls. He was not even listed as a receiver. Statistically, I believe that's listed as his first pass catch. They let their runners run. And so now taking over on downs is Prairie Farm. And from their own 46-yard line. The Macs want to give them maybe a taste of their own medicine here. Here's the low snap, Singerhouse out of the pistol. And the pass is incomplete. Incomplete going for number 78. It looked like 78, but I don't know.
I think it was 18.
Okay, 18, yeah, which is...
Klefstad, I think.
Yeah. Make sure I'm looking at the right... Alec Klefstad.
Yep.
Yeah. Different name. It's not Eric. It's Alec.
Alec.
It's not Alec. It's Alec. Alec. Yeah.
An E.
From the 46, so an incomplete pass that time for Singerhouse. He'll go for another one. Low snap. Fakes it initially to Rosbach. Hands it to the other runner, busting out to the 50-yard line. And that was Alex Campbell, the ball carrier tonight. So besides Rosbach and Wold, he's kind of their third leading ground gainer, and he's got a gain of 4. Third down and 6 from midfield. Going left to right, Prairie Farm from the pistol. Singerhouse, the junior quarterback, takes the snap. Looks, here comes the McDonald rush, chasing him, flushing him out. He's going to keep it. The 50, the 45, and he's out of bounds at the 41, first down. So Prairie Farm gets their 6th first down of the night. Again, 19-0, they're down 3 scores. A number of the games we've done, we've had running clocks, but this game nowhere near that, really.
Nope.
But 35 is the distinction in the second half. The max, still well short of that.
I mean, the goal right now is probably for Prairie Farms just to get on the board some way, somehow, before half.
And a 7-yard gain that time for Singerhouse. So he's got 8 yards rushing on the night. And also getting that first down. The snap to Singerhouse in the pistol. His pass deflected, incomplete. Oh. And again, he's got that sidearm, so that seems maybe it's a little bit more susceptible to the block, as there's multiple times he's had his passes deflected tonight. So that creates a 2nd and 10, stops the clock with 2:04 left in the half. Prairie Farm going left to right, trailing the Max 19-0. The Max with 3 different scores on the evening, 2 touchdown passes from Smisky to Tetrault, and also Dawson Moulton on an 8-yard run. That and some defensive highlights coming in the Hy-Vee halftime show, plus the stats and more here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. From the pistol, Singerhouse, receiver in formation, Rosbach, and it's going to be Rosbach who's going to get it, and he's going to go to the 40 and out of bounds at about the 30, anywhere from the 35 to the 37, depending on the mark. Looks like the 37. So Rosbach on the handoff goes for 6 to the 37 of McDonald. Not a lot of carries. I got to say, his number, I thought there'd be big averages, 88 yards a game, but they've got 4 carries for 12 yards for him tonight.
Yeah, I mean.
Kind of surprising a little bit.
He's doing it all, though. I mean, he's going, running it and.
No, he does do a lot. Yeah. He has returns, and he did catch the ball 3 different times for 35 yards. All right, it creates a 3rd and 4 from the McDonald 37, going left to right. From the pistol, this is Singerhouse. Singerhouse.
Fumble.
Lost the ball again. Is it their 3rd lost fumble? No, recovered.
Yep, recovered.
By 84 that time, Tyler Rosbach. And they'll lose yards, though, back to the 39, a loss of 2 on the play. You hate to blame, statistically punish Rosbach, but he's the one who recovered the loose ball. And who else would get it? I mean, he's the guy who recovered the ball 2 yards lost. So it's a 4th and 6 from the McDonald 39. McDonald's been able to convert a number of these tonight, but we'll see what Prairie Farm can do here. And we've got a timeout, Prairie Farm. They want to talk it over. 1:23 left in the half. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy saves you time, and time is money. But it also saves you gas, and gas costs money. Therefore, the Medicine Shop's free local delivery saves you a lot of money. How much money? Enough to buy your own private jet? Well, no. But maybe enough that you could spring for extra legroom the next time you fly commercial.
This is the life.
Locally owned makes all the difference. Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Prairie Farm facing a 4th and 6 from the 39-yard line of McDonald, going left to right from the pistol. Singerhouse, the junior quarterback, takes a few steps and throws an incomplete pass off on the left side. Number one was over there, Sully Bergman, the senior, but incomplete in the max takeover on downs with 1:20 left in this second quarter, leading 19-0. That's four straight incomplete passes for Cooper Singerhouse as the max take over. And now, basically, look to chew up. I mean, it'd be great if you could score, but just chew up that clock and take care of business, get into halftime.
Exactly. I mean,
and probably go warm up a little bit.
Yeah, that would help. I think the goal right here is, you know, try to get at least something. If you get something to go, work with it. But
start with Grant Smiski under center, I formation behind him, Moulton the deep back. Pitch out Moulton, the freshman. And a fake, no, it's a reverse, actually. Coming to the near side, Tetrault with the 45, Tetrault, 50, the 45, Tetrault still going, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Dale Tetrault.
Holy cow!
On the reverse, 61 yards to pay dirt.
Wow.
What a spectacular run.
Wow.
Wow is right. Wow is right. Wow. He started the game running the ball six times for 27 yards, and now he just ripped off a 61-yard touchdown run. This guy got to play somewhere on the next level, I got to tell you.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow. Allie Ferguson for the extra point. The ball is down. The boot is no good. 25-0 max. Back at the kickoff in a minute on WDOGO Sports.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonnell difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Dale Tetrault, that run was, you got to see, I mean, if the TV cameras were here, you'd see that featured, the lead run in the sports tonight. That
yeah.
was special.
Yeah.
On the reverse from Moulton, he takes it. Moulton was going to the right side. Tetrault comes back, just his open field running skills.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, he can make a lot of things out of nothing.
Wow, that was just special. There's the boot, and it's going to go out of bounds on the near side, and penalty against the max, and if Prairie Farm wants it, they can get the ball at their own 35-yard line, going left to right, but trailing 25-0. If there's a weakness, the max haven't, you know, they've missed out on, you know, the extra point, the one or the two-point conversion, but other than that, not a lot wrong with the max here tonight, as, again, the defense has stood up, pitching a shutout against Prairie Farm.
Yeah, great play from McDonald so far. I mean, great explosive, big explosive plays have been the difference here.
Yeah, that's for sure. You have to hear about those explosive plays from the 35 now. 104 left in this first half. Prairie Farm, maybe just see what they do. Down 25-0. And they've got Rosbach functioning from the Wildcat. He's going to run around the left end, and he'll go for a first down. And they've had enough. They're like, hey, we're just going to run it with you. And so Rosbach, their leading ground gainer at about 88 yards a game, goes for 11 yards. And that's his best run of the night. His other carries have been for 4, 1, 1, 6, minus 2. And now he goes for 11 in Prairie Farm's 7th first down. Taking over now at the 46-yard line of Prairie Farm, going left to right. Rosbach, we got back to Singerhouse. Singerhouse back there. And he hands it off to 88, Spencer Wold. And Wold earlier had been the guy who on the hook and ladder, two catches for 47 yards. He had the one that went for 38. And so that one goes for 5 to Wold. And there's the pass. And that is completed to Klefstad, their leading receiver.
We'll see what happens. We got 23 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, and so after the They gained down to the 39-yard line on the reception in the first completion after a number of incompletions previously. Gain of 7 on the play. Low snap. Singerhouse side-arming and bobbled and dropped by Wold. Incomplete, they're going to say. Incomplete. And that stops the clock with 9 seconds left in the half. Max leading at 25-0.
Probably got to play like a zone here. Make sure, you know, no touchdown happens before the end of the half.
From the 39-yard line of McDonald.
And that's what looks like what we're going to be doing here, having three guys deep.
Right. And the clock at 9 seconds. So Max want to pitch that shutout into halftime. Singerhouse, the junior, from the pistol, takes the snap. He'll go back. Here comes the McDonald rush. He'll heave one incomplete. And that was intended for number 80, Alex Campbell, the junior. And that creates a third and 10. The Max certainly avenging that playoff loss they suffered at Prairie Farm last year. You remember being there.
I do remember being there.
It's a game the Max certainly had an opportunity and just couldn't finish it off, right?
And yeah, and definitely this is a game when they saw on their schedule that they were gonna try to do everything in their power to win this thing.
Well, and to see everything else that's developed into it with the conference title and first in 25 years, parents' night, and senior night,
exactly.
Singerhouse now the final. Oh, it's gonna be Rosbach. Rosbach's back to pass. Here comes the rush on him. Rosbach's going to get sacked for a loss back at the 47-yard line for a loss of 8 to end the half. At halftime, our score, McDonald 25, Prairie Farm nothing. The Max in the driver's seat to win their first conference title in 25 years. We're back with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show in 3 minutes on WDOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
What an incredible first half in the McDonald Max. Offense, defense, special teams, so exciting. So many great highlights. We'll get to those here in the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill. Carter stepped away here briefly. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by the great folks at your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. So great to have Hy-Vee in Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And as we start this Hy-Vee Halftime Show, let me also remind you, give yourself a cost of living increase, folks. Berry Global's opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Who knows where you can go from there? Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. Boy, so Dale, back in the pregame, Mark Maloney had told us Max had not won a conference title since 1997. The last one before that, his senior year in high school at McDonald in 1977. Yeah, so not a lot of conference titles. They're hungry for this one. Prairie Farm coming in here, 4-3 record and 3-1 in conference. The Max, 5-2 and 4-0 in conference. Prairie Farm hungry and hoping for a chance at least a piece of the conference title after losing to Bruce 26-12 last week. Mark Maloney wasn't hiding it. He said to us in the pregame interview, the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Alley, he said, listen, we've got some things up our sleeve you're going to see tonight, and he wasn't kidding. On senior night and parents night, they had Dale Tetrault operating from the Wildcat with six consecutive carries, right, left, right, quarterback draw, six carries for 27 yards that eventually saw Grant Smisky come in to finish off the drive in the Johnson roll-off red zone with a touchdown pass to Tetrault that we'll hear later from 7 yards out. Extra point good from Allie Ferguson. It was 7-0 McDonald. The McDonald defense maybe giving, you know, a first down here or there to Prairie Farm, but not allowing much of a drive, and then getting the ball back late first quarter. Smisky again finds Tetrault for a 30-yarder. The kick failed, 13-0. Then McDonald able to recover a couple of different of fumbles lost, one of them recovering a snap. It was the end of the first quarter as facing I get my situations confused here, but I think it was from about the 5-yard line, knocking on the door of the end zone, and a fumbled exchange and McDonald recovering, and then chewing up some clock and a great ball control drive that ultimately ended with 4:32 left in the first half. Dawson Moulton scoring from 8 yards out. And later the Max get force another fumble when they sack quarterback Cooper Singerhouse and put the squeeze on him. And again, credit Prairie Farm. Their defense has had a few sacks themselves of Grant Smisky tonight of 11 yards and 8 yards. A couple of different sacks I had listed here. There may have been another. And so, but maybe the most spectacular of all coming on with the clock winding down in the first half and a handoff to Dawson Moulton, and then on the going to the right, and then he reverses it to Tetrault, who truly in a reverse mode, the defense all flowing one way and Tetrault the other way, and some of his open field running tonight has stood out more brightly than I can remember, as Tetrault then just going to the left side and then cutting all the way across the field and ultimately scoring. And it was really quite a 61-yard touchdown run. Can't wait to bring you that highlight here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Some of the other numbers to know about. Dawson Moulton carrying, after Tetrault started with the 6 carries for 27, he's got 7 carries for 88 yards after the 61-yard touchdown run. Evan Eckes had 4 carries for 18 yards, but went to the sideline a little bit slowed by an injury of sorts, it would appear. Dawson Moulton, the freshman's been a workhorse again here tonight. They've done a good job on him, trying to limit him, but he does have 13 carries for 32 yards and that very impressive 8-yard touchdown run to the left corner of the end zone. So do the math for McDonald. They've got themselves 138 yards rushing in the first half. Tyler Rosbach, 6 carries for 21 yards to lead Prairie Farm. Spencer Wold, 1 carry for 5, 1 carry for 4 for Alex Campbell. Cooper Singerhouse, 2 carries for 8 yards. And that means that on the night, 38 yards rushing for Prairie Farm. Through the air, Grant Smiski, I mentioned, sacked a couple of different times. But he connects with Dale Tetrault on 5 different plays for this evening. And the one particular drive that stands out that was capped off by the Dawson Moulton 8-yard touchdown run, the Macs not once, not twice, but 3 times converting on 4th down as they kept the drive alive. And, you know, Carter Grill, I mean, doesn't matter, right? I mean, offense or defense tonight, the Macs have been impressive in building up this 25-0 lead over Prairie Farm.
They have. I mean, like I said in the broadcast before, I mean, it's been these big plays. I mean, we haven't scored off. I mean, 4th down, we have 1 score off 4th down, but just other big long shots that turn into touchdowns.
Right. So Dale Tetrault has the 5 receptions. Again, he came in 14 shy of tying the school record.
Yep.
And so he has 5 receptions and 2 touchdowns there, plus he ran for another touchdown. So he's got 3 touchdowns in the first half. And, by the way, he ran the Wildcat on the first drive for 6 plays, running it every time. David Anderson also 2 catches for 29. Daniel Fritz, 1 catch for 20. And so that means through the air, 154 yards passing for Grant Smiski in the first half. Including the 2 touchdown passes to Tetrault. Cooper Singerhouse is actually, looking the handful of receptions, Prairie Farm's thrown the ball a lot more than they presumably have any other time this season. And Singerhouse, a lot of times sidearming it. And so he does have 8 completions in 20 attempts. He was sacked once, and Tyler Rosbach was sacked once at the end of the half as well. Both times for losses of 8 yards. Elek Klefstad with 5 catches for four, 3 catches for 46 yards. Tyler Rosbach, 3 grabs for 35. That came early. Spencer Wold, 2 catches for 47. And, again, one of Wold's, I guess, wasn't a catch as much as he had
to
pitch
to him. Kind
of,
yeah.
And he ran. Hy-Vee Halftime Show. We've got the highlights coming up. Stick around. We've got those for you in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Let's get you to some of the highlights. We mentioned Dale Tetrall operating out of the Wildcat with six carries on that first possession that culminated this way. Consecutively, right, left, up the middle. Here they go, fourth and eight now. Smiski under center. He'll roll it off to the right side. Looking, he's got a receiver. Tetrall for the touchdown. McDonald on the scoreboard with 7:07 to go first quarter. How about that? And that's how McDonald got on the scoreboard this evening. Coming in period number one, the extra point was good, giving McDonald a 7-0 lead with 7:07 left first period. But the Macs were not done in quarter number one. Yard line of Prairie Farm. Smiski I formation behind him. One step drop. Now he'll go back deeper. Now he'll set up to throw the long ball. He's got Tetrall wide open. Touchdown. Tetrall into the end zone. And the Macs go on top 13-0 with 1:09 to go first quarter. And just like that, McDonald going up 13-0. The conversion no good. But the Macs defense also, obviously, they've pitched a shutout. They've done a great job tonight. What a dramatic play this is. Fourth and one for Prairie Farm from the five. From the pistol, Singerhouse. Singerhouse, the low snap. He's going to hand it. Oh, it's bobbled. Loose ball on the field. And who has it?
McDonald
recovers the fumble. It was a fumble on the handoff from Singerhouse to the running back, and McDonald coming out of there with it. And there you go. And McDonald, again, a couple of different times creating turnovers like that one. An amazing drive where the Macs converted three different times on fourth down. It was culminated on this play by the McDonald Macs as they continued to grow their lead in the first half. To get the insurance and make it 20-0. Smiski under center. Pitch out near side. Moulton running into the corner, and he's going to get their touchdown. Dawson Moulton on the run on the near side. How about the Macs? Three fourth down conversions on this drive. And we've got to get you one more highlight that was just so spectacular. The Dale Tetrall play before we get to the second half. Here we go.
Work with it, bud.
Start with Grant Smiski under center. I formation behind him. Moulton the deep back. Pitch out Moulton, the freshman. And a fake, no, it's a reverse, actually. Coming to the near side, Tetrall, the 45, Tetrall, 50, the 45, Tetrall still going, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Dale Tetrall.
Holy cow!
On the reverse, 61 yards to pay dirt. And that was a spectacular play by Tetrall. We had to squeeze that in here. More highlights coming in the postgame on WOGO Sports, but how's the hot chocolate?
It's pretty good.
All right.
Appreciate, you know, my cameraman over there getting me some hot chocolate.
That's good, yeah. We know who's making, we know who's got the connections here of the two of us. It's you. All right, so the situation here is McDonald football. And did we miss one play?
We missed one play, yeah. It was a run by Moulton.
All right,
off the center.
So Moulton for a gain of four as they go left to right. Second and six for McDonald from the 46 of Prairie Farm. Out of there with it, Smiski. The spin move over to the right side. He's got Anderson. Anderson for the first down at the 36-yard line. So after the gain of four by Moulton on the initial carry here in the second half, the 10-yard completion from Smiski. And they like this play where he kind of fakes it to the left and then spins and rolls to the right. And again, you know, you got the running backs, you got Tetrall, but, I mean, Grant Smiski, such a cool customer, and he's just a sophomore.
He is, yeah.
I mean, he's got two more years to go.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be a long-term quarterback for the next 2 years. He'll be really good, too, but. A
lot of excitement that he brings to this club and this team, trying to win themselves into not only a conference title but a postseason bid. And Tetrall shaking free from a couple of tacklers. Again, he's just so tough to bring down. And all the way into the Johnson roll-off red zone. Outstanding job from the 36-yard line, that line of scrimmage, and getting yet another first down on this drive for the McDonald Macs. So unofficially 10 in the first half, and he's going to be down to the 14-yard line, a gain of 22, and he's got 127 yards through receptions on the night to go with 88 yards on the ground. So first and goal from the 14 and the Johnson roll-off red zone. Smiski with that I formation. Going to find incomplete pass. And on the near side, and he had Anderson there, but incomplete. Again, talking to Coach Maloney, he's like, yes, they have one of the 16 playoff spots secured, but if they can win the conference, they make a great case for hosting a playoff game. Yeah. And, of course, Chahai in the postseason as well with a homecoming game tomorrow night against Superior, 6:35 pregame. And the Macs get this play, and quickly on the right side, taking it toward the end zone. Bolton just short at about the one-yard line. Oh, a 13-yard gain. He got another first down and knocking on the door as the Macs now with 11 first downs, three on this drive. Is it the one or the two? They're going to say first,
the one.
Yeah, first and goal from the one. So, all right, the Macs now in position to make this a bigger lead still. Moulton on the left side, crashing, banging, and shoved back by Prairie Farm. Good job by their defense to keep him out of the end zone with 10:20 to go in the third quarter, and the Macs leading at 25 to nothing. Well, tell you what, it's not beyond a running clock. I mean, you're looking at 25 zip if they get a couple of scores and hold Prairie Farm when they get the football, but no gain on the play for Dawson Moulton. You got to be impressed with their Prairie Farm defense still fighting hard, Carter.
Exactly, yeah.
And now the Macs taking over, run to the line of scrimmage. Smisky under center. He's going to take it himself to the left side. He sees the corner of the end zone. He's going to get there, touchdown. So the talented sophomore quarterback Grant Smisky runs it in himself with the defender in pursuit, and the Macs go up 31-0.
Good. That was a little fake run. That was a little fake handoff by Grant. Just took it himself. Good play.
Quarter number three with 9:54 left in this third period. Smisky on the one-yard run. And Ferguson now to try to kick the extra point. The ball is down. There's the boot, and it's going to come up short.
Looked like it may have got a hand on it
somewhere. 31-0. Back in a minute with a kick on WDOGO Sports.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
The Macs up 31-0, 4 points short of forcing a running clock with 9:54 to go third quarter. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill with the call on WDOGO Sports as we get set for the kickoff from Will Fritz of the Macs. Will, just he's a senior.
Yep.
One of seven or so, I think, on the club this year, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And there's the boot.
Big boot.
And Rosbach's going to get it pretty cleanly at the 20. To the 25, running to midfield. He's going to get tackled there at about the 27-yard line. He's their leading running back. And Max have done a really good job on him tonight. If you look at the statistics here, he's got 6 carries for 21 yards on the evening.
Yeah.
Stick around later on after the contest. It's the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show with the Holly Bovey names, you know, stats, recap, and more on WDOGO Sports. And highlights as well as stats. And we'll talk to Mark Maloney afterwards down on the field. Singerhouse from the pistol as they go right to left. Rosbach's going to toss it back to him. It's a little bit of a flea flicker. And then they throw it into the helmet of one of their linemen. And incomplete as it hits Parker Gorniak, the junior, in the helmet. Incomplete pass from Singerhouse, his first of the second half.
Looked like he got rocked as soon as he let that ball go.
Yeah. As McDonald defense, I mean, they're hungry in terms of they'd love to pitch that shutout here.
Exactly.
And really making a statement here tonight, leading Prairie Farm 31-0. Bruce beat Prairie Farm last week 26-12 to saddle them with their first conference loss of the season.
Fumble.
And they lost the ball, and the Macs seem to have it. And the Macs in Prairie Farm territory and now knocking on the door for that score to create a running clock. At the 25-yard line, and again, more exchange problems for Prairie Farm.
Exactly.
So the fumble lost on the exchange Singerhouse to the running back, and the Macs get it at the 26-yard line with 9:41 left here in the third quarter and leading it 31-0. On FM 103.1 AM 680, WOGO.com and Max TV. From the 26, taking over under center, Smisky, the sophomore. One running back behind him. That is number 9, Daniel Fritz.
Yep. Little jump there.
Yeah. Second penalty on the Max. Two of those for 16 yards now on the night. On a chilly evening, and it's going to be cold tomorrow night if you're here for the Chai Guy. So I'd say bundle up. Bring your blankets and your thermos to keep you warm.
Might need to bring a big heater.
Yeah, 9:41 left here, third quarter. Max would love to get that score and get that running clock going here. Smisky, just one running back behind him, Fritz, and he's going to fire it off left side. Good shake and bake from Johnson, and he'll move his way inside the 25. From the original first and 15 line of scrimmage was the 31. So, again, Anderson, just the sophomore, the next couple of years, I mean, he's going to be that number one receiver.
Exactly, yeah.
Gain of 8 on the play. He's got 47 yards receiving on the night. And Smisky, another great evening throwing the football. And Max taking over, second down and 8 from the 23. Smisky under center, just the one running back, so they're kind of breaking out of the two-back I formation a bit. Smisky, comfortable drop, going to go for the end zone. He's got Tetrall open, touchdown. Tetrall with another touchdown. That's his third touchdown catch of the evening to go with a running touchdown. 4 TDs for the senior Tetrall on senior night.
Yeah, amazing catch by Dale. Also, amazing throw by Grant. He just aired that one in there.
Yeah, no, he really let it go and just beating the defender, schooling them on the 23-yard score. And 150 yards receiving for Tetrault, his third touchdown catch of the night. There's the boot, and it is good for Allie Ferguson and the Macs. They lead it 38-0, 8:59 left, running clock when we come back on WOGO Sports.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Thirty-eight-nothing, Max, as they take over on yet another Prairie Farm fumble in territory, and the 23-yard touchdown pass to Tetrault. As you said, Carter, very appropriate. I mean, it was just a really big-time pass from Smisky on target, good arm, and there's the squibbing kick now fielded at the 20 by Rasmussen. So the 25, the 30, the far side going to be hauled down around the 30-yard line. And again, running clock now, 38-0. Now, should Prairie Farm score, they could take away that running clock. But the Macs pitching this shutout and motivated to really make a statement, an exclamation point at the end of this season.
Exactly.
Hey, you may have lost to Owen Withey and Thorpe earlier, but hey, you run into those guys later on. Who knows, right?
Yeah. Well, Owen Withey and Thorpe are both highly ranked teams in the state still. So.
Right. And I'm not saying bring them on. I'm just saying, the Macs looking to try to get themselves not just into the postseason, but a home game there.
Exactly.
And win that first conference title in 25 years, looking very good in that regard now with 8:27 to go. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill with the call here on WOGO Sports. Hey, give yourself a cost of living increase. Barry Global's opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at barryglobal.com/careers. Singerhouse now from... Make sure it is Singerhouse. No, it's not. Tyler Rosbach, and he's going to throw one. He's a bit more of a runner, and he throws it to the 41-yard line. And the reception is to Elek Klefseth.
And
E-L EC, number 18 for Elek Klefstad. And so he goes to the 42-yard line and the first down from the 31, so a gain of 11. And so Rossbach now is going to run it to the right side, and he's a danger to run for sure. And he's going to go to the, about the 49. He's kind of their version of Tetrell, right?
He really is. Just a bigger, heavier dude than Dale is, but he definitely does it all.
He had the 11-yard completion there to Klefstad a moment ago, who caught his fourth ball for 57 yards, and then running around the right side from the 40, well, close to a first down. It had to be a gain of 9 on the play. So, again, running clock. Second down and one. They're in McDonald territory, going right to left. And low snap to Rossbach. And here comes the rush. They're flushing him out, and he can run. And he's going to get a first down to about the 42-yard line. And so Rossbach, again, ripping off a long, again, kind of flushed out of the pocket. But grab it and go, and he's not afraid to.
No, he's not. I mean, he's, like I say, he's a big dude. So, I mean, he can really mess with anyone out there.
Mm-hmm. And hard to know. They said the 49, so a gain of 9 on the play to the 42. And so two first downs this drive for Prairie Farm, their first two of the second half. So Rossbach from the pistol. He'll take it. Somebody jumped. So illegal procedure against Prairie Farm is going to be what that is, their first penalty of the second half. And the clock will continue to run during all that. 6:20 left in the third quarter. Max leading it 38-0. Running clock. Mark Halverson, Carter Groh with the call. Here on WOGO Sports, we'll get the podcast up at wogo.com. And highlights still to come later on in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. But right now, Tyler Rossbach leading his teammates up to the line of scrimmage in this eight-player football game. From the pistol, he waits for the snap. He'll take it around the right side. Here comes the MAC defenders on him. And they're going to wrap him up. We've got Will Fritz in there, among others, the senior linebacker. And a good job to get the talented Rossbach for a bit of a loss there. So they had the original penalty on the illegal procedure back to the 47, but another loss of 2, pushing Rossbach's numbers to 37 yards rushing on the night. Clock still ticking, 5:20 and counting. Running clock, as it would be anyhow. Keeping it on the ground as they are down 38-0. And now they're going to change back to Singerhouse, and he'll get it to Rossbach. And the run from him from the 49 to about the 44 or 45-yard line. So, again, changing it up, doing what you need to. Let's see, they're going to mark it actually at the 46. So only a gain of 3 for Rossbach. He's up to 40 yards rushing on the night. So we'll see how the postseason sets up next week. And, again, when you think about we have one of the Chihai and McDonald both there, but we'll get we're going to do our best to bring you both broadcasts one way or another in this very fascinating technological world in which we live in terms of there's the radio, but then there's live streams, etc. We'll take a break as we look at a third and 14 for Prairie Farm. When we come back, 4:41 left in the third, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
When you're cheering on the McDonald Max, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Well, some of the guys dancing, Scott Tetrall, the freshman, and you would know, but what, Scott and Paul are his brothers?
Yep.
Wow, big brother Dale, impressive night tonight, 4 touchdowns. And Singerhouse is going to throw one, and he finds Klefstad for a completion.
Very impressive throw. I mean, he had guys running from him and just kind of tossed it up there. And
right, from the 46 of McDonald, again, not enough for a first down yet, but creates a more interesting fourth down as he goes for 9 yards on the play. And Klefstad's, you can see where he's the number one receiver, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's their first option every play.
You know, early on they were getting into Rossbach, but then it's been a Klefstad a lot more. All right, this creates a 4th and 5 from the 37. They got to get to the 32. Rossbach's going to be at the quarterback and nearly intercepted by the Max. Did he get it?
I He got it.
And it's number 28, Alan Meinen, the sophomore, intercepting at the fourth turnover on the night for Prairie Farm as the Macs will take over. At their own 35, running clock, leading 38-0. What a statement, what an exclamation point on this regular season for the Macs as Alan Meinen with the interception.
Was it Alan Meinen that may have like that one-handed interception last time we called the game?
I think so.
Yeah.
So Meinen with the nice play there, and the pitch out is going to go to Moulton. Moulton dashing across the 40 to the 42 with the original line of scrimmage, the 35. And I'm going to call it the 43, actually. So an 8-yard gain. And so not huge numbers for Moulton. 44 yards rushing on the night. But Prairie Farm, too many turnovers, obviously.
Yeah, way too many. But Moulton's also seen a lot tougher defense than what he's seen the past couple weeks.
Yeah. Second down and two for the Macs. That running clock inside of 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Handoff up the middle. Pounding away. The Macs get the first down across the 45. And Moulton on the handoff there, getting the first down to the 46-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play. So piling up the carries a bit. I think he's got 17 on the night. And again, remember that first drive, he didn't carry it at all.
Exactly.
Because it was all Tetrell.
That was all down.
Right, left, and up the middle.
Uh-huh.
Max in charge, 38-0. Running clock. They've earned it here tonight against Prairie Farm. Looking to win the conference title. What a celebration it can be. And on the right side, Anderson. Anderson muscles his way into the territory of Prairie Farm down to about the 45-yard line.
Looks like he's going to be like a yard, yep, yard short.
Yeah, so a gain of 9 to Anderson, and that is his fifth catch on the night for 56 yards. And Grant Smiski again through the air getting done what needs to the Prairie Farm 45, and looking to maybe if you get another score, then you really kind of further secure that running clock and say, hey, we're just going to speed this game up and, you know, keep ourselves healthy. Pitch out Moulton, spinning moves, and down to about the 42, and he's going to get the first down.
Nice, tough run by I'm all call him Landon, but he's not Landon.
No. And again, Moulton, you know, it's hard to, you know, you forget that Smiski's a sophomore. You forget that Moulton's a freshman.
Yeah, we have a lot of good freshman talent on this team. So it's going to be interesting these next couple years to see what that all turns into.
Right. And now Smiski from under center pitches it to the near side. And Moulton, again, the freshman, spinning inside the 40. And
looks like we got a flag.
Going to be wrapped up by three different defenders for Prairie Farm, including Cooper Behrens and Ben Law. And also hanging around Blake Carlson. And we're going to get a penalty called against the Macs with the clock ticking inside of a minute to go in the third quarter. Do you understand the signal there? It was a little bit different call. It wasn't your usual.
No. What I assume is, it's hard to say. Because it looks like they called it on Malachi Sukerman, who was downfield, but it was a running play, so it shouldn't be an illegal man downfield.
Yeah.
So I.
But it's a 15-yard pet. Wow, they're.
Yeah, I'm confused on what the call was.
They marked it from the 38 all the way back to the. It really functions as a 16-yard. They got a long 16 yards of penalty. So just like that, the Macs have 32 yards in penalties on the night.
Yeah.
And that changes things, but the clock, final seconds of this period, and it is quickly going by the way. 3-2-1. After three quarters, our score, McDonald 38 and Prairie Farm nothing. Back in a moment, back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Make it go away!
Does your hideous furnace give you the creeps? Upload a photo of your ugly furnace for a chance to win a new Comfort Maker furnace installed by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Discover the comfort with confidence that Comfort Maker heating and cooling products provide. Register at Wirzgala.com. That's WIERSGALLA.com. Wirzgala, we serve to serve again.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
All right, McDonald getting the ball now as we start the fourth quarter. First and 20 from their own 46, going right to left, leading 38 to nothing, in position to win this conference title and doing it convincingly. Smiski under center and spinning away from a chasing defender. He's going to heave the long ball down the field. He finds Tetrault. He'll catch it at the 20 and be hauled down at the 16-yard line by Tyler Rosbach. But frustration, I'm sure, for Prairie Farm as McDonald completes another 38-yarder into their secondary.
So I found out during the break when the penalty was on, apparently they just called it a personal foul. And they didn't give an explanation or any of that.
Huh, okay. So thank you for finding that out.
Yeah. Still confused on it, but yeah. You know.
38-yard completion, yet another McDonald first down. They've got 14 in the game, 6 in the second half. Smiski pitch out right side, the freshman Moulton. And he's going to run into some trouble as that running clock now, it's from the 16-yard line and going to stay about the 16. Moulton's seen a lot more daylight in maybe a gain of one. Yeah. Gain of one to the 15-yard line for Dawson. Just as McDonald knocking in the Johnson roll-off red zone here yet again on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Smiski, after huddling with Coach Maloney, comes in with the play. We'll talk to the coach afterwards in the post-game. Carter's going to make me run down there. Thank you, Carter.
No problem.
All right, Smiski under center, I formation behind him. Anderson left, Tetrault right. Smiski hands off Moulton, and he'll get his way for about three before he's wrapped up by Ethan Harmon, the sophomore defender, and a gain of three or four, depending. Is that the 11 or 12-yard line? Looks like the 12. Yeah, they're saying on the clock it's the 11. So, all right, we'll go with the clock. Gain of four, so 56 yards rushing for Moulton. Creates a third down and five. The Max looking to get another highlight, another score. And you got Tetrault off on the left side this time. Anderson on the right. And Smiski's going to take it himself in the quarterback draw. Nothing doing. That, I don't know if that was a broken play or not. It might have been. As the clock is at 9:50 left, 38-0 McDonald creating a fourth down. Fourth and five from the 11. As no gain on the play for Smiski at the 11-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know what happened on that last one. I mean, you could definitely say it was a broken play, but I mean, at the same time, if they're under the if they're in I formation,
yeah,
it probably wasn't a broken play.
But again, the Macs have had great success on fourth down conversions tonight. Tetrault to the left, Anderson to the right, I formation behind Smiski under center. Smiski back to pass, three step drop. He's going to go to the Tetrault on this side. Tetrault catches it again, unbelievable. His fifth touchdown of the night, the senior on senior night and parents' night, makes it 44-0 McDonald.
What a catch. I mean, what else can you say? I mean, that is an amazing feat of athleticism.
He's got 199 yards receiving tonight. That is his fourth touchdown catch and his fifth on the night. The ball is down. The boot by Ferguson is good. 45-0 Max, back with the kickoff in a minute on WOGO Sports with 9:13 to go.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
What a statement by the McDonald Max tonight. 45-0. This is the team. This is the team tied with Bruce for second place in the conference. But the CWCC West belongs to McDonald this year. 45-0 McDonald. Running clock to everybody, forcing all the other teams in their conference into a running block. Tyler Rosbach on the far side looking to bust this shutout open. The 40 is all the way down to the 36 of McDonald into McDonald territory. As he took one off, again, that running clock more firmly entrenched now after that score and the Allie Ferguson extra point. Chi-High football tomorrow night. The Cards and Superior don't miss all the exciting action, starting with the exciting kickoff to the broadcast with the pregame at 6:35. Caleb does such a great job putting the highlights of the previous win together and coming off, keeping the winning streak going to the win at Memorial last week. Superior, the homecoming game tomorrow night here on WOGO Sports. Well, they've been alternating between Rosbach and Singerhouse, and it's back to Singerhouse. And he's going to get picked off.
Alan Minan.
Is it again?
It is. Alan Minan.
Alan's second interception of the second half. And Alan Minan standing out in the defensive secondary for the Max.
He's just a sophomore, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's going to be he's a great linebacker for the replacing Brady is a tall task. I mean, I'm pretty sure he just filled it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, yeah, and you get Brady back, and Allen's confidence heightened, and that's a good thing for the McDonald Max even this season.
Exactly.
As looking at hosting a game, find out 10 o'clock, the playoff reveal show on Bally Sports Wisconsin, and look forward to who the Max will be playing and hoping that's a home game here at Duray. I think they've earned it.
I'd say.
That 6-2 record and the eight-player ranks, and Smisky looking to finish it off this sophomore. And hand it off to Moulton, who's going to get into the secondary on his run and get it all the way out to the 46-yard line, the original line of scrimmage to the 37. So again, Korniak with the tackle and 65 yards rushing now for Moulton on the night. And that clock now at 7:14 and counting as Smisky getting the word from the sideline. Stick around for the post-Glass and Mirror post-game show afterwards. We'll talk to Coach Mark Maloney. Have the stats, the stats for you, the Holly Bovey names, you know, stats recap, and also the highlights here on WOGO, both offensive and defensive, from this thriller here tonight, winning the first conference title in 25 years for the McDonald Max. Lots of excitement as the short gain off the right side, and Fritz actually with the carry on that one, so his first carry tonight. For a gain of two, but he gets another McDonald first down. And that's 15 on the night for the Max. And to the 48-yard line. First and 10 from the 48 McDonald running clock. 6 minutes and 20 seconds left in this one. And Smisky under center. I formation behind him, pitching it off to the near side. And I believe Moulton again, but no gain. Nothing doing there. That's... 82, actually, was the ball carrier. Cale Holm. Yep. Cale Holm.
Yeah, I was going to say, Moulton's on the sideline right now.
Okay. And so Evan Eckes we haven't seen since he went out with the injury earlier. And Holm, you know, is about like the third leading rusher on the team. When he's stepped in at quarterback, he is an effective runner as well. But no gain on that particular play. And creates a second and 10 running clock at 5:44 and counting. Smisky under center. Holm the deep back. Miski's going to hand it to a spin move home, and he's going to get into territory of Prairie Farm, a gain of about four on the play with 5.5 minutes to go in this contest now. And home with the four-yard carry. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls and coming soon to Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Smisky under center. Handoff, first runner through, and Minen, I believe, is going to get the handoff. He's been the defensive standout here in the second half and is going to bang his way from the 48 all the way to a first down, another McDonald first down that matches their first half, first down total in the first half as he's going to get to the 40-yard line. So Minen, first carry. So some back. I told you, McDonald is deep at running back.
They are very deep.
There's a lot, and there may be some drop-off, but not a lot. And a timeout, McDonald. They want to talk it over. 4:29 to go. We're back in a moment on WDOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly, and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
All right, 45-0 McDonald with 4:25 to go in this game. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill on the call on WDOGO as the Max excited to be one of two teams from Chippewa Falls headed to the postseason. A lot of excitement about high school football here in Chippewa Falls, 8-player and 11-player, both varieties. All right, the Max, a new set of downs now. Pitch out, and they've got a new quarterback into the contest as well. Let's get these new numbers in for you. That's Eli Steppen at quarterback. He pitched it to Ryder Sullivan, and Sullivan takes it for a bit of a loss. So that's why that timeout with 4.5 minutes to go. As Smisky finishes his night with 17 passes and very efficient, that's for sure. And I got to think they'll keep it on the ground here. As Ryder Sullivan going to kind of hobble over to the sideline after just his first carry, the sophomore. Loss of two on the play for Sullivan. And Step is going to hand it off and get it to Holm. And Holm's going to try to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Kale, his third carry for 6 yards now. Maybe just one on the play. Maybe just one on the play and creating 3.5 minutes now, that running clock, as Eli Stepp manning things at the quarterback position, just the freshman quarterback. And he'll fire one incomplete and maybe nearly intercepted there by number 12, Blake Carlson, but incomplete pass for Stepp. I didn't really think that the Max would be throwing it anymore, but you never know. They've had surprises all night from the very first possession when Dale Tetrault did what he did.
I'm going to try to get an update for the girls. I know the girls volleyball team is playing for conference as well over at Marshfield, Columbus. So
all right, yeah.
Try to get that score or progress.
Fantastic. And Steps going to fire over the head of the intended receiver for the Max, number 11, Bryce Meyer. Meyer, the freshman, who came in here tonight actually as the fourth leading receiver on the Max on the season. But couple of incomplete passes, giving Eli Stepp a chance to go to the air as Prairie Farms going to take over now at their own 41-yard line. And Rick Springfield, going back to my high school days here, practically.
I saw that man perform at
Northern
fair
Wisconsin
this week.
State Fair.
Yep, I did camera work for that.
You did?
I was like right next to him, so that was a really cool experience for me.
You're everywhere, Carter.
I am, honestly.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler Rosbach from the pistol, low snap, running to his right. He's going to heave a deep ball down the field, and he's got a receiver, and now they're going to try to break the shutout. Minen cannot stop him, and the score from 59 yards out. Rosbach completes it to number 18, Alec Klefstad, and a 59-yard score. And there goes the shutout.
Wow.
Yeah. 125 yards receiving for Klefstad. Well, good for Prairie Farm with 1:46 to go, and Rosbach getting that 59-yard touchdown pass. And for Prairie Farm, loving not being shut out as they'll go for two here. 45 to 6,
flag.
And flags are thrown.
When we were talking about
some procedure, and so they'll be 5 yards further back as they try to get the two-point conversion.
When we were talking about Rick Springfield, my cameraman Gavin Bovey over here also helped me with that, too.
Ah, okay.
Huh?
1:46 to go. The two-point conversion. Max completely in charge still, 45-6. This won't affect the running clock, whatever they do. And the handoff up the middle, and Max are going to be able to stop him from the two-point conversion. We're back with the kickoff in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Make it go away!
Does your hideous furnace give you the creeps? Upload a photo of your ugly furnace for a chance to win a new Comfort Maker furnace installed by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Discover the comfort with confidence that Comfort Maker heating and cooling products provide. Register at Wirzgala.com. That's WIERSGALLA.com. Wirzgala, we serve to serve again.
All right, Mark Halverson, Carter Grill, back moments away from the finish of this broadcast. This game, at least 45-6, our score.
And Mark, I just got the update from the girls. The girls did beat Columbus, so the girls' volleyball team won the
Congratulations! Fantastic! All right, what a great night for McDonald's Sports. 1:46 to go as Prairie Farm. Getting set to do something they haven't done all night, and that is kick off after a touchdown. 59-yard touchdown pass from Rossbach to Klefstad. Klefstad with six catches for 125 yards in the night. And there's the onside kick, and did they come out of there with it?
Evan Eckes, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
All right, so the Max will keep it here. With 1:35 and counting, so just a couple of plays left with this running clock, and Max taking over at midfield. And some spring in their step with the likes of 81 Nash Winger, a sophomore. And the big celebration just moments away from taking place, the first conference title for the Max in 25 years. We'll catch Mark Maloney in the post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. We'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap, all part of the post-Glass and Mirror post-game show coming up. Eli Stepp, pitch out, Cale Holm. Holm stretching it out on the right side, but not a whole lot of daylight at this particular point. What's the celebration here?
They poured the water on
Maloney?
Mark.
Oh, yep. No.
That's not going to feel good when it's cold out.
You don't want to give the coach pneumonia. But he's getting hugged now, and hopefully they can. Oh, yeah. All right, well. Wouldn't have seen that coming.
I didn't see it coming. Also, I just heard cheering and looked down, and Mark's getting an entire thing.
Wasn't sure what it was. Final 30 seconds of this contest, and this is going to do it right here. It'll be the last play of the regular season, and the handoff to Holm, and that'll do it. And the Max come out of here with a 45-6 victory as the clock ticks down. 10, 9, 8. 7-6-5-4-3-2-1. McDonald is your CWCC champion. They are the conference champion in the West. They go 6-0. They will actually go 5-0 in the conference. They're 6-2 overall. They're heading to the postseason, and we're hoping for a playoff game at home here at Duray Field, and we'll find out on Saturday morning in the 10 o'clock hour who their opponent will be in the 8-player football.
Yeah, congrats to the Max. I mean, they've been wanting this for a long time. That's always been the goal of every season, trying to win conference, and finally they got it done in a pretty convincing way.
Exciting, so stick around. We've got the post-game coming next here on WOGO Sports, back in 3 minutes.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
To everyone who appreciates a little Midwest nice, let our team member Jacob share how he brightens your day at Culver's.
Going the extra mile to put a smile on your face? It's what we love to do. So when I serve you a chicken sandwich made with the juiciest whole white meat chicken, I know it'll light up your day. Our spicy crispy chicken sandwich, it's seasoned to bring just the right amount of heat to every bite.
Let us make you a meal that makes your day.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Talk Radio 680 WO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two.
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three.
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four.
Free mobile service.
Five.
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six.
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown.
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Remember having to wait for the internet to connect. Or waiting for that pot of water to finally boil for your mac and cheese. Waiting may teach us patience, but it's not a lot of fun, especially at the pharmacy. But you don't need to wait around for your prescriptions at the medicine shop. At your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee, typical wait times are less than 5 to 10 minutes, or you can choose free same-day local delivery. The Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Mark Halverson back with you at WOGO Sports as we're walking amidst the crowd trying to get out there and enjoy the celebration. It's kind of a slow line out of here, and so we'll do our best to bring you the description on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com, and catch up with Mark Maloney here in a moment in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Again, walking out, fans wearing blankets and coats and kind of a chilly night for sure.
It is for sure chilly.
Doing our best to make our way out there and find Coach Maloney and get some of his comments. But, Carter, give us some of your thoughts.
Well, overall, I mean, we played a really, really strong game going into the playoffs. I mean, it was just it was great to see the team overall just succeed. Being on that football team freshman year, I mean, you all come in with a hope of just wanting to get to the end of the season and wanting to play as many games as possible. I mean, those first couple years, it was ugly. But, I mean, you got to this year where, I mean, now we're conference champs going into playoffs. I mean, we have a really strong reason to, you know, play the first game at home. So I think just congrats to the McDonald team. And overall, just let's see what happens on Saturday.
Absolutely. Very well said. As they're, I think, having a team picture taken and celebrating. And we're going to catch up with Coach Mark Maloney here in a moment on WOGO Sports and find him in the midst of that area. See how cold he is after the Gatorade bath.
I was going to say.
And we'll catch up with Coach Mark Maloney. Here he is congratulating his players. Coach, the live post-game show, the post-class and mirror post-game show. Kind of a chilly bath there.
Yeah, it was, but you know, I didn't hardly feel it. I mean, Grant was being the good guy, kind of
give me a semi-warning, but I didn't think he was going to do it. He said he wasn't going to do it, and then he did it.
You weren't kidding about the surprises. Dale Tetrault and the Wildcats are opening possession.
Oh, yeah. See, I knew that was going to happen. We planned on that, and that was basically what I wanted to do there, and what we did was have all the seniors out there. You know, we had Allie out there at the split out. Mm. We had Dale quarterbacking, and we had all the seniors out there that we could get out there. And then we just, you know, swept. And yeah. We had a little kill play in there that he had already figured out, and he did a great job.
What a night for your team, but certainly Tetrault the senior. I mean, 5 touchdowns, 4 receptions, that spectacular 61-yard score on the reverse.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know, and you know what? I got a fifth coach out on that field, and that's Grant Smisky. Because he comes over to the sideline, and he kind of tells me what he sees and what works, and he called that. He called that reverse. And, you know, he sees a lot of things there, and he lets me know. So it's nice to have Grant out there, and good thing he's only a young kid. So
I know. It's hard to believe. He's not a senior.
No, he's only a sophomore. So right. I'm looking forward to working with him for a couple years. But, hey, this is fantastic for the kids.
The first conference title in 25 years?
It is. It's you know, I told the kids it's unbelievable, but you know what? I believed it all along. I really did. I knew these kids could do it. This was a good team. Prairie Farm's a very good team, and I was very happy to, you know, have that slow start, 25-0 at halftime, but we worked for it. We really had to work for it. We converted a lot of fourth downs. It took us a long time to move the ball down the field, but these kids really came up and played hard.
You don't have to share the conference title. You're 5-0 in the conference. No question, you're the champions. But now on to the postseason, waiting for Saturday.
Yes, we're going to see what happens on Saturday. You know, this is great. It's a Thursday night. The kids are going to have a blast at school. Mm-hmm. A good weekend here. And then we'll see who we got come next week.
Congratulations, Coach. We'll see you in the postseason.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, Head Coach Mark Maloney, conference champs McDonald for the first time in 25 years. We'll take a break back in 3 minutes in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Highlights and more coming up on WOGO Sports.
Make it go away!
Does your hideous furnace give you the creeps? Upload a photo of your ugly furnace for a chance to win a new Comfort Maker furnace installed by Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Discover the comfort with confidence that Comfort Maker heating and cooling products provide. Register at WiersGala.com. That's WIERSGALLA.com. Weir's Gala, we serve to serve again.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonnell difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase 2 are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait.
Why go play?
Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Okay, back at the Post-Glass and Mirror Post-Game Show, Mark Halverson and Carter Grill as the Macs win it tonight, 45-6 over Prairie Farm. Post-Glass and Mirror Post-Game Show, Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, quality service at affordable prices. For commercial, home, and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. And before we dive headlong into this, hey, give yourself a cost of living increase, people. Berry Global's opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. All right. And a lot of celebration down there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of celebration. Your classmates. What are you feeling as a McDonald's student?
Joy, happiness, you know, just happy for those guys down there that, you know, put in the work. And then just joy because, I mean, we got two conference championships tonight, the volleyball and the football.
Right, yeah, a lot of excitement. What a day at school it's going to be tomorrow. Hey, Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. Job offers right on the spot. Students 17 or older apply and work for the DC to receive the Fleet Farm 20% discount for your parents as well, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center. All right, well, we're going to get to start off with the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker Bernheiser Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The stats recap as you look at this. Dawson Moulton, again, no carries for him. There are very little the very first possession, but he finishes with 65 yards on the night. And as usual, Workman's carry, 21 carries for 65 yards unofficially. Evan Eckes had 4 carries for 18 yards early, but again, going out with injury, so didn't see him offensively the rest of the night. Cale Holm had actually 5 carries for 5 yards late. Alan Minen, 1 carry for 8 yards, but how about those 2 interceptions in the second half? Daniel Fritz, a carry for 2. Grant Smisky, 3 carries for 1 yard, but he had the 1-yard touchdown run, running into the corner of the end zone. Also, Ryder Sullivan had 1 carry for minus 2, and hope he's going to be okay. Dale Tetrault, though, what a night for him. 6 carries for 27 yards that first possession, and, yeah, all seniors out there, huh?
All seniors, yeah.
Yeah, all the 7 seniors. And he finishes with 88 yards, that 61-yarder. You'll hear that reverse score again coming up in our highlights here this evening. Also, Grant Smisky, highlighted by the coach in the postgame interview with his great work, kind of another coach on the field out there tonight, completing passes. 4 touchdown passes to Dale Tetrault for a total of 199 yards on the evening. That is a stat that really stands out. Anderson, though, also 5 catches for 56 yards, and Daniel Fritz, 1 grab for 20 on the evening. Leading, Tyler Rosbach does lead Prairie Farm in rushing, 40 yards on the ground tonight. All right, well, let's get to the highlights in this contest, and we gave you some of them in that first half, and we want to take you back to that here on WOGO Sports. One of the most exciting plays, we'll go back to that contest. I mean, what stood out to you is in terms of the most exciting what you saw tonight, Carter?
There's a ton of them. There was a ton of, like, really big plays.
Right.
Definitely the big plays stood out, but I'd say Dale's little pitch in reverse.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the bigger plays of the night. And then so just, like, the fourth down, when we had that drive with the fourth down, and then we just kept throwing it up, and someone made a play off the ball. So.
Yeah. And so there were a ton of highlights and exciting. Let's go, actually. The first touchdown was a 7-yard touchdown pass from Smisky to Tetrault, and that came with 7:07 to go in the first quarter. But then the Macs were able to get the ball back and respond a little bit later, still in that first period. And we'll pick it up with the call here as we had it for you on FM 103.1 and also on Macs TV tonight on this Thursday evening. Ski I formation behind him. One step drop. Now he'll go back deeper. Now he'll set up to throw the long ball. He's got Tetra wide open. Touchdown. Tetra into the end zone. And the Macs go on top 13-0 with 1:09 to go first quarter. And there you go. And then the Macs defense also stepping up in a big way several times throughout this evening, forcing a number of turnovers. What a dramatic play this is. Fourth and one for Prairie Farm from the five. From the pistol, Singerhouse. Singerhouse, the low snap. He's going to hand it. Oh, it's bobbled. Loose ball on the field. And who has it?
McDonald
recovers the fumble. There you go, the McDonald. Somebody's car's honking?
Someone's car's honking in the park. I don't know. They haven't stopped it yet, so.
Yeah, right. It's one of those crazy public celebrations here in Chippewa Falls. But the Macs converted three different fourth downs on this drive that led to this in the second quarter. To get the insurance and make it 20-0. Smisky under center. Pitch out near side. Moulton. Moulton running into the corner, and he's going to get there. Touchdown. Dawson Moulton on the run on the near side. How about the Macs? Three fourth down conversions on this drive. Two of them through the air. Dawson Moulton on the ground, scoring from 8 yards out. And the Macs go up 19-0. And that's where it stood. And then the defense actually stepping up again. Their fifth of the night as they're at the McDonald 41-yard line. Low snap. Here comes the McDonald rush, and they're going to get there.
They lost the football.
The Macs out of there.
They got it.
The Macs they got to Singerhouse, and they busted the ball loose. And just like that, after a 25-yard completion to Klefstad, their leading receiver, the Macs sack him and fumble lost. There you go. And you got to hear the Dale Tetrault on the reverse, something that we've learned in the postgame from Coach Maloney, that Grant Smisky saw this play.
Work with it, bud.
Start with Grant Smisky under center, I formation behind him, Moulton the deep back. Pitch out Moulton, the freshman. And a fake, no, it's a reverse actually. Coming to the near side, Tetrault, the 45, Tetrault, 50, the 45, Tetrault still going, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Dale Tetrault.
Holy cow!
On the reverse, 61 yards to pay dirt. It was an incredible play, and I tell you what, every TV station would want to show that. It was worthy of national attention, I'll tell you. And the highlights were not limited to the first half. Let's try to find one in the second half here. And Max taking over, second down and 8 from the 23. Smisky under center, just the one running back, so they're kind of breaking out of the two-back I formation a bit. Smisky, comfortable drop, going to go for the end zone. He's got Tetrault open, touchdown. Tetrault with another touchdown. That's his third touchdown catch of the evening to go with a running touchdown. Four TDs for the senior Tetrault on senior night. So a big night for Dale Tetrault, but he wasn't done. There were, again, that got them to a running clock ultimately with the extra point, making it 38-0. But let's see if we can bring you one more here this evening, if we can. And all right, one more highlight to just finish things off here in the Post-Glass and Mirror postgame show. It's on fourth down conversions tonight. Tetrault to the left. Anderson to the right. High formation behind Smisky under center. Smisky back to pass. Three-step drop. He's going to go to the Tetrault on this side. Tetrault catches it again. Unbelievable. His fifth touchdown of the night. The senior on senior night and parents' night makes it 44-0 McDonald. Shining very brightly.
Very brightly.
And again, you came in here telling me he needed 14 catches. He already is the all-time leading receiver in eight-player football in the state.
Yes.
From our knowledge.
Yes.
And unofficially tonight, I had him for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 catches.
So he is 5 away.
5 short of the school record heading into the postseason. And again, we're hoping for a McDonald home game coming here as well. So, again, 45-6. We've given you the stats. And to tell you again, the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. The Macs, 5-0 in conference, 6-2 overall. Waiting for Saturday morning after 10. They'll find out just who will their opponent be and will they get that desired home game. But cautiously optimistic that will be the case.
Yeah.
Again, don't forget on the WOGO sports calendar, it's Chi-High and Superior, the homecoming game tomorrow night. You want to catch this broadcast from the start. Just a great job that Caleb does with the highlights that really sets the mood for that exciting winning streak. I saw Coach Rico's team here tonight. They were finishing practice when we got here, and they're fired up bunch ready to go in that homecoming game against Superior. 6:35, the pregame tomorrow night here on WDOGO Sports. We'll get a podcast of this thriller up at WOGO.com. Check it out. Share it with friends. Thanks so much to all of our great advertisers who made this broadcast possible. And to Zach Wycheck for manning the controls back at our WDOGO studios. Until the postseason, I'm Mark Halverson with Carter Grill. The Macs win it 45-6 over Prairie Farm Conference champs. First time in 25 years. On to the postseason in eight-player football. Good night.
McDonald Max Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Football on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.